For real enjoyment, Brooklyn Dodger baseball. For real enjoyment, get Schaefer. It's real beer. Yes, here come the Dodgers. And this is Jerry Doggett with Al Helfer and Vin Scully, inviting you to stay with us now as they invade Connie Mack Stadium to play the Philadelphia Phils. All the doings are sent your way with the compliments of the F&M Schaefer Brewing Company of Brooklyn, brewers of America's oldest lager beer, Schaefer. And also with the compliments of the American Tobacco Company, America's leading manufacturer of cigarettes, on behalf of Lucky Strike, the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked. Now, as the game gets underway, for real enjoyment, have yourself a foaming glass of Schaefer. It's real beer. This broadcast is authorized under broadcasting rights granted by the Brooklyn National League Baseball Club Incorporated solely for the entertainment of our listening audience, and any publication, rebroadcast, or other use of the descriptions and accounts of this game without the express written consent of the Brooklyn National League Baseball Club Incorporated is prohibited. Well, tonight it's opening evening at Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia with a jam-packed crowd of nearly 30,000 fans making its way in here to see this ball game between the Brooklyn Dodgers and the Philadelphia Phils. At the moment, the Phils and the Dodgers are lined up down each baseline, the Dodgers on the first base side and the Phils on the third base side. The two clubs have been on the base paths and now break and go off toward their dugouts. Meanwhile, right below, the starting pitchers, Don Newcomb on the right side and Robin Roberts on the left side, tune up the old soup bones and get set to open up the National League Baseball season. This will mark the third time that Don Newcomb has gone to the firing line in the opener, and he's been opposed by Roberts each time and has lost to Roberts both times. Robin Roberts, on the other hand, has worked seven in a row and has pitched six complete games in the opener, so pitching opening day assignments for Philadelphia has become more or less routine for Robin Roberts. He has won four and lost three of his opening day assignments. Newcomb, of course, started in 1950, again last year, and draws the assignment now for the third time. We have a meeting at home plate now between manager Walt Alston and manager Mayo Smith, the four umpires for tonight's ball game, and this National League season for the Dodgers and the Phillies is going to be opening up here in just a very few moments. Let's give you a rundown now on the starting lineups. For the visiting Dodgers, it'll be Jim Gilliam at second base. Gino Cimoli in left field. Duke Snider in center field. Carl Farrillo in right field. Gil Hodges at first base. Randy Jackson at third. Roy Campanella will do the catching. Don Zimmer at shortstop, and Don Newcomb on the mound to do the pitching. Big Don, of course, the most valuable player of the year last year in the National League, won 27 games and lost 7. For the Phillies, it'll be Richie Ashburn in center field. Chico Fernandez at shortstop. Ed Boucher at first base. Rip Rapolsky in left field. Willie Jones at third base. Dan Lopata, the catcher. Bob Bowman in right field. Ted Kaczynski at shortstop, and Robin Roberts on the mound to do the pitching. In pregame ceremonies, the Philadelphia mayor, Richardson Dilworth, right-hander, tossed out the opening ball. And we had, as we told you, the two clubs were at the foul lines lined up. And now the Phillies take the field. Going out defensively for Philadelphia, Jones to third, Fernandez to shortstop, Kaczynski to second base, Boucher to first, Rapolsky in left, Ashburn in center, Bowman in right field, Lopata catching, and Robin Roberts now making the walk to the mound. Robin, a 19-18 record last year, and the first time in several years that Roberts failed to crack the 20-game barrier. For the Phillies, they have four new faces in the lineup, Fernandez, Boucher, Rapolsky, and Bowman. Fernandez and Rapolsky coming to the club from trades, Boucher and Bowman by way of the Philly farm system. And now, let's stand for our national anthem. music by the Police and Firemen's Band of Philadelphia with our national anthem. The ground rules still being discussed at home plate between the managers and the umpires. New umpires for tonight's ball game: Dusty Bogus at the plate, Tom Gorman at first base, Hal Dixon at second, and Ken Burkhart is at third base. Right now, Robin Roberts burning down a few warm-up tosses, and we'll have the National League season for the Phils and the Dodgers underway. And this afternoon, the other clubs got busy. The Pirates beat the Giants 9-2. Milwaukee beat the Cubs 4-1. And St. Louis beat Cincinnati 13-4. In American League activity, the Yankees beat Washington 2-1. Boston beat Baltimore 4-2. Chicago beat Cleveland 3-2. And Kansas City beat Detroit 2-1. So now, on the mound, Robin Roberts tuning up with catcher Stan Lopata. The practice flag to second base, and standing by, ready to call the play-by-play for you for the F&M Schaefer Brewing Company of Brooklyn and Schaefer Beer. Here's Al Helfer. Al, let's go with the season.
All right, Jerry. Thank you very much, and hi, everybody. The 82nd National League season about to break forth in Philadelphia, where the first Major League ball game was played. The first game in the National League was played right here at Philadelphia on the 22nd of April in 1876. And Lovett fires the first pitch through to Gilliam for strike one. And thus this one has begun. Jim Gilliam, who last year hit an even 300 with six home runs and 43 runs batted in, is up there taking the next pitch, and that's good too for a strike. So Robin Roberts seems to be his old sharp self here tonight as he begins the season for the Philadelphia Phillies. Jim Gilliam standing in, hitting left-handed against the right-hand offerings of Roberts. There's a little fastball swung on and hit deep to right field. Bob Bowman is going back on the cinder track, and hauls it down for the out. So the 1957 season has now begun. One out for the Dodgers here in the top half of inning number one, and the batter coming up is Gino Cimoli. This sort of culminates for Cimoli a tremendous attempt this year to become a member of the Dodger varsity. Gino Cimoli, who when he came to spring training this year, made one statement, a very quiet one. He said one night, we were sitting around talking, he said, "This has got to be my year. I've got to make it this year." We said to him, "Gino, do you think you'll be in a starting lineup opening day?" He said, "I'm going to give it everything I've got." Gino Cimoli, ladies and gentlemen, stepping up to the plate. He hit 111 last year for the Brooklyn Dodgers. Had four runs batted in. Swings on the first pitch and hits a high foul ball off the first base line. That goes to the roof and to the light tower out of play. This will be quite a day or night, as the case may be, for a couple of young fellows on the field. Mr. Cimoli is one of them. Roberts comes in with a sidearm pitch that's swung on and popped foul off to the right of the plate. Lopata digging over to the stands. Can he get it? He cannot. It's into the box. So Cimoli is still up there swinging with the counter strike two. Dusty Bogus, the plate umpire, gives out a brand new baseball to Robin Roberts. We're in the top half of the first inning of the opening game of the 1957 season. Roberts comes down 0-2 to Cimoli. The pitch is swung on and lined in the center field. Richie Ashburn has the range on it and hauls it in. So Cimoli hit the ball well, but lined it right to Richie Ashburn, the center fielder. There are two outs in the top half of the first inning. There are no base runners. And coming up to the plate now is Duke Snider, who during the springtime, as is his custom, hit rather lightly. But the bell has rung and the chips are down. They're big and they're blue. Snider has a determined set to his jaw these days. Roberts delivers him. Snider swings and pops it foul off to the left of the plate. That comes to the top of the roof out of play. No balls, one strike to count on Duke Snider. Schaefer Beer, very happy to be sending it to you tonight from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia. Hope you're relaxing right now with a tall, cool Schaefer. That's real beer. Side-arm fastball swung on, popped up off the third baseline. Coming over for it is Jones near the stands, and he's got it. So the first half of the first inning is over. And for the Brooklyn Dodgers, they have nothing across. And the score at the end of the top half of the first inning, the Dodgers nothing, the now coming to bat Philadelphia Phillies have nothing. Jerry's got something. Let's lend him an ear.
You know, when friends stop in to visit, it's part of the American way to make them sit right back and kind of feel at home. Man, that's where Schaefer beer does you proud. There's just no better way to make the folks feel welcome than to pass around tall, cool, golden amber glasses of Schaefer beer. It's your way of saying you want your friends to really enjoy themselves in your home. No question about it, because Schaefer is beer at its best. Beer that's brewed only of rich barley malt, tangy hops, and other fine natural ingredients. Schaefer, that's where you get the light, lively, satisfying flavor you want but don't always find. The lilt and lift of truly great beer. The next time you expect the clan or the neighbors to gather around your living room, make sure you have plenty of Schaefer beer on ice. For real enjoyment, make it Schaefer. It's real beer. Well, a couple of real control artists working here tonight. Robin Roberts in the first inning didn't offer up a ball. He threw all strikes. Don Newcomb has a real good arm as far as that strike zone is concerned, too. So here we go. Last of the first, right back to Al.
Richie Ashburn coming up as the leadoff man for the Philadelphia Phillies. Last year, he hit .303. Had three home runs and 50 runs batted in. The Tilden, the Busca flyer, hits him left-handed and is always a threat to drop the bunt down the third base line. Thus, Randy Jackson plays up shallow at third base. The outfield playing straight away and not too deep to Ashburn as Big Don Newcomb takes his time from Roy Campanella. Now, let's see the Dodgers defensively for 1957. There's the fastball, fired through but low for ball one. Richie Ashburn to be followed by former Dodger Chico Fernandez and then by Ed Bucci, the first baseman up from the Miami Ball Club of the International League. Newcomb kicking dirt out at the mound. The Dodgers defensively, Don Newcomb on the mound, 27-game winner. His veteran mate, Roy Campanella. Down comes the next pitch, fastball, fired high for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. The Dodger infield of Hodges at first base, Jim Gilliam at second. At shortstop, Don Zimmer, a big night for Don. And as he said just prior to the ball game, he said he was deeply thankful and grateful for having the opportunity of playing at shortstop for the Dodgers, but he hated to do so at the expense of a grand guy named Reed. Curveball is over. Denise for a strike. We sincerely hope that if Captain Reese is listening in at the St. George Hotel in Brooklyn, that he knows just exactly how the boy taking his place tonight on the field feels about him. He wants him to come back just as soon as he possibly can. Because Zimmer, well, Reese happens to be his idol. The pitch is swung on. There's a fly ball hit to left field. Gino Cimoli over near the line hauls it in. Gino had that one played just right. Ashburn dumping an outside pitch down the left field line, and Cimoli played it tight. Oh, there's one away in the last half of the first inning. Randy Jackson at third for the Dodgers. That completes their infield. The outfield of Gino Cimoli in left, Duke Snider in center, and Carl Furillo in right. Chico Fernandez stepping up to the plate. As a Dodger last year, he hit .227, hit one home run, and had nine runs batted in. He takes a crossfire that's under the letters, good for a strike. Fernandez, a right-hand hitter, bats McCrouch. Stands about three-quarters deep at the plate. This is a big opportunity for Chico. He is starting his first big league season as a starter. Fastball swung on by Chico and popped back foul to the stand. Strike two. I don't suppose I'll ever forget the look on Chico's face when he was informed that he'd been sold to the Philadelphia Phillies. Sort of mixed emotions. He didn't want to leave the ball club. Who would want to leave a bunch of guys like these Dodgers? An overhand curveball is high to Chico, right off the face for ball one. And yet Chico knew that moving into Philadelphia, where they were hungry for infield talent, he would have an excellent opportunity to play a lot of baseball and start his career solidly. So he's down at the plate right now, number 45, leaning over with a count of one ball, two strikes with Don Newcomb. Big Don starts his pumping motion. Here's the 1-2 pitch. An overhand fastball swung on and hit down into the ground foul. Count stays, one ball and two strikes. Wally Moses doing the coaching down at first base for Philadelphia. At third, former Dodger pitcher, Whitlow Wyatt. Mayo Smith runs his ball club from the bench. Now Newcomb is ready. His 1-2 pitch to Chico Fernandez. Down it comes. Fastball inside off the hip. Ball two. Two balls, two strikes. In a way, it seems rather odd to see Fernandez in the red and white uniform of the Phillies. Now the 2-2 delivery. Newcomb pops it in there, and Fernandez takes it inside off the chest, ball three. No score in the ball game. We're in the last half of the first inning. The Phillies have one out, no base runners. Fernandez the batter with a count of three balls and two strikes. Big Don Newcomb out on the line for the Dodgers tonight, starts his motion. His 3-2 pitch is whipped in there. Over for called strike three. Well, Fernandez sadly turns and walks away. Newcomb racked up the first strike out of the ballgame. Coming up to the plate now will be Ed Bucci. He spells his name B-O-U-C-H-E-E. Edward Francis Boucher, or Bucci. I think the pronunciation for his name actually is Boucher. He was recalled by the Phillies from Miami on the 4th of September last year. Left-hand hitter. Swings on the first pitch and fouls it to the roof off the third base side for strike one. Well, I was born in 1933 out at Livingston, Montana. He now lives in Miami, Florida, where he played ball last year. Graduated from Lewis and Clark High School out in Spokane back in 51. Swings on the next pitch and dribbles it up the first baseline foul. No balls, two strikes. The boy who went to Washington State College and then went to Gonzaga. Played baseball, football, basketball. Ed Boucher, French-Canadian, English descent. Stands about three quarters deep at the plate. Takes a look at a pitch and that's outside. One ball and two strikes. This Boucher began his organized baseball career with Spokane of the Western International League, 52, and then he was on the national service list until 55 when he came back to Schenectady in the Eastern League. 56 he was with Miami and was up for nine games with the Phillies last year. Swings on a slow curve and foul tipped it. One ball and two strikes. Last year with Philadelphia, he hit .273, and with Miami of the International League, he appeared in 144 ball games and batted .294. Thus, Mayo Smith giving him a good look over this year and an opportunity to start tonight as a Philadelphia regular. Ed Boucher. Newcomb flaps his wings, comes in with a fastball, and that's up above the shoulders. Two balls, two strikes. That's a count on Boucher with two down. No base runners in the last half of the first inning, and no score. And Schaefer Beer sending it all to you from Connie Mack Stadium down Philadelphia way. Open date tomorrow, but come Thursday, it'll be the home opener with the Pittsburgh Pirates at Ebbets Field. Hope you've got your tickets. 2-2 delivery, fastball, called strike three. Fired right in off the fist. Well, Newcomb starts to walk off the mound as he picks up his second strikeout tonight. And first inning for Philadelphia, nothing across. The score at the end of one. It's the Dodgers, nothing. The Philadelphia Phillies have nothing. But now, Jerry, what do you got for us?
Well, you know, Al, one of the handy things about the Schaefer six-pack is that they're so easy to spot in the store. You just look around for scenes of folks doing the things folks do. Fishing, having a picnic, working in the shop, watching TV, enjoying a glass of Schaefer beer in each of these situations. Those are the pictures right on the sides of the Schaefer six-packs. Pictures of enjoyment. Real enjoyment. Naturally, they go hand in hand with what's inside the Schaefer six-pack. The real beer flavor that gives you so much enjoyment. So when you stop by the store, pick up a Schaefer six-pack or two. Just look for the white background and the pictures of young folks enjoying themselves. You'll enjoy Schaefer yourself. It's real beer. Well, here we go in the second inning. Carl Farrillo, Gil Hodges, and Randy Jackson. First three due to face Robin Roberts. So right back to Al.
Last year in the National League, Brooklyn's right fielder, Carl Farrillo, very steady ball player, batted 289. He had 21 home runs and 83 runs batted in. Against the Phils, he hit 268 in the springtime after a late start. He settled for a 254 batting average. Carl, a right-hand hitter standing in, and Roberts, big square-shouldered right-hander, delivers. Let up fastball that misses outside for ball one. Robin Roberts on the mound, Stan Lopata behind the plate. Ed Boucher at first base, Ted Kozanski at second. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez, and at third for the Phillies, Pudd'nhead Jones. He's at the outfield for you in a moment. Sidearm curveball is outside and low. Fiorello's count is two balls and no strikes. Out in left field, Bert Popolski for Philadelphia, new face here at City of Brotherly Love. In center field, Richie Ashburn, and in right field, Bob Bowman. Roberts ready, delivers 2-0, sidearm curve, and Farrillo fouls it back to the screen. Two balls, one strike. No score in this one here tonight. However, the scores this afternoon had Milwaukee beating Chicago 4-1, St. Louis defeating Cincinnati 13-4, and Pittsburgh taking the Giants 9-2. Roberts ready, 2-1's the plate, Farrillo takes, the pitch is outside by Shade for ball three. Three balls, one strike on Carl Farrillo, who now looks around and checks up with Herman, coaching down to third base, to see what kind of sign is on, if any. Roberts to the 3-1 delivery. Down it comes, fastball, wrapped deep into left field. Backing up for it is Popolski. Can he get it? He cannot. It's into the left field stand. Is it? No, it's not. Not quite. Did not quite make it. Right up against the board. The left fielder was able to reach up and make the catch. So Popolski handles that one. He started to look up as though that ball were gone, and then suddenly reached up and nailed it. Joe Farrillo is out on a high fly ball driven deep to the wall in left field. Kind of hard, that ball settling down out of the night, to see exactly where it has gone. You really have to watch the fielder. The batter is Hodges with one out in the top of the second inning. Roberts delivers a fastball. It's low and outside for ball one. Boy, it looked almost for the moment. So Farrillo had really gotten started. Robin Roberts ready to pitch again now to Gil Hodges on the 1-0 count. Pitch is swung on. There's a high fly ball hit out into short center field. Coming on for it is Ashburn. Calling for it is Ashburn making the catch. Oh, two outs in the top of the second inning. The batter now will be Randy Jackson. Randy Jackson hit 274 last year. Best 9 percentage points more than Hodges, who preceded him here in the batting order tonight. Had 8 home runs and 53 runs batted in, had Randy. Right-hand hitter takes a let-up fastball over for a strike. Two down. The bases are empty. There is no score. Roberts back with a three-quarter overhand fastball, and that's fouled into the stands off the first base side. No balls, two strikes. The count remaining on Randy Jackson. Two outs. Sidearm pitch is upstairs. Number two, Randy Jackson at the plate. We're in the second inning. There are two outs. There's no score. Sidearm is swung on, a broken batter roller down to third. Jones off to his left, plays it up, and it throws to Bucci at first, and that's all for Jackson. Broken bat roller to third base. Well, the hardest and loudest hit ball so far of this guy, Robin Roberts, was Farrillo's drive deep to the wall in left field. Looked for the moment as though it was all the way out. But the top of the second is over with nothing across for the Dodgers, and the score at the end of an inning and a half. It's the Dodgers, nothing. The Philadelphia Phillies have nothing. Jerry?
You know, fans, the mark of a great pitcher is being able to give the catcher just the kind of a pitch he calls for. And when you think about it, well, that's the same way with brewing beer. The mark of a great brewer is being able to give the customer just the kind of beer he called for. Well, that's exactly what the Schaefer people have been doing for well over a century. You just give the signal for a tall, golden amber glass of Schaefer, and you'll get exactly what you like in beer. Yes, sir. The light and dusty flavor you want, but don't always find. You see, that's the way Schaefer is brewed. It's brewed carefully, expertly, to develop all the true beer character and smooth, satisfying flavor you expect in beer. Every glass of Schaefer beer is right in the strike zone, right there for real lip-smacking enjoyment. Put a cool, foamy glass of Schaefer in your hand now. You'll see, it's real beer. Second inning, Rapolsky the batter, and here again is Al.
Rapolsky hits him right-handed. Last year, Rip batted 277, had 11 home runs and 55 runs batted in. Newcomb ready, comes to him with a fastball, a little high for ball one. Last half of inning number two, Rapolsky to be followed by Jones and then by Stan Lopata. So far, this has turned out to be quite a duel as far as pitchers are concerned. Newcomb ready. Comes down 1-0 with a fastball, and there's a line shot hit into left field. Gino Cimoli chases over near the line and wall. Up with it, fires in, and it's a long single for Rip Rapolsky. So the Phillies and Rapolsky get the first base blow. The meeting of these two clubs tonight. Coming up now is Jones, third baseman, right-hand hitter. Jones last year hit 277, had 17 home runs and 78 runs batted in. Rapolsky leads at first. The pitch is made to the plate. The lead of fastball is over for strike one. Hodge is holding the corner at first base on Rapolsky. Rips ready to move. Newcomb checks him. Now delivers a plate. Jones looks at a slow curve, and that hangs outside. One ball and one strike. Jones checking up signs with Whitlow wide down at third base. Rapolsky at first has his signs also. Wally Moses coaching him off down there. Hodges holding him on. Newcomb delivers. The runner goes. It's a pitch out. Roy Campanella fires down to Gilliam, the second baseman. They've got him. And then the ball is dropped. And the safe sign is immediately put on by Hal Dixon. So Rapolsky draws his light at second base on Jim Gilliam's error. Roy Campanella had fired that ball in there, and they had him. Rapolsky is on at second base. Error on Jim Gilliam. First error of the season. Jones up there with a count of two balls, one strike. Down rides the pitch, swung on, and popped into right field for a base hit. Coming over is Carl Perillo. The run is rounding third and coming in to score. Sliding into second with a double. Jones. Hit number two, run number one off Newcomb, and the Phillies lead it here in the last half of the second inning. Number two and off, 1-0. Jones at second base, having doubled in the run. And Lopata, the catcher, standing in for his first at bat this season. He hit 267 last year, 32 home runs, 95 runs batted in. That's from a very severe crush. Right-hand hitter foul tips the first pitch into the ground for strike one. One to nothing, Philadelphia. Last half of the second inning. Newcomb to the stretch to check of the runner at second. Pitches the plate. Lopata takes. The slow curve is outside. One ball, one strike. The count on catcher Stan Lopata. A single. followed by an error, and then a double to right field by Jones, has scored Philadelphia's first run and has scored the first run of the ball game. Newcomb takes a look back at Jones at second, delivers the plate to Lopan on a let-up curveball, and it's swung on and fouled back to the screen. One ball, two strikes on Stan Lopata. Oh, this could be a hair-raising evening down here at Philadelphia. Hope you've got plenty of Schaefer on hand. Lean back and relax. Stay right with us. Newcomb's 1-2 pitch. Fastball hit down across the carpet, shortstop. The play by Zimmer is to Randy Jackson for the tag at third base on the runner coming in. So it's the fielder's choice. Cutting Jones down from Zimmer to third baseman Randy Jackson. Very nice play by Lil Zim and by Randy Jackson to get the front runner and place Lopata on at first base. Oh, one away here in the last half of the second. That brings on Bob Bowman up from Miami. He was in six ball games last year for the Philadelphia Phillies. Batted 188 for him. Newcomb delivers to this right-hand hitter. Pitches outside for ball one. Bowman for Miami in the International League last year. Played 126 games in their outfield and batted 278. Hit 19 home runs for them. Had 81 runs batted in. Don Newcomb with a little of the pressure taken off his shoulders now. The front runner having been gotten. Looks over at Lopata at first base. Then delivers the plate to the sidearm fastball, and it cracks over the corner for a strike. Bob Bowman, hitting number 7 in the order. He's the Philadelphia right fielder. Has a widespread stance. Stands about three quarters deep at the plate with a slightly open stance. Holds that bat way down to the knob. Let up. Curveball is swung on, hit down to Jackson. He knocks it down as he goes to his left. Zimmer backs him up, but by the time he gets it, he can make no throw. That'll go as a single, and we have runners now at first and second. That's at number 3. Off Newcomb, all three of them coming here in the second inning. So with one out, the Philadelphia Phillies now have runners at first and second. Their batter is Ted Kaczynski, their big, tall second baseman, who hits right-handed. Last year, Kaczynski batted 211. Newcomb checks his runners, delivers, curveball, Kaczynski swings, pops it into right field. Coming on for it is Carl Farrillo, and the runners hustle back through the bases to hold on. Out number 2 in the second inning, and the batter coming up now will be Robin Roberts, who, in winning 19 and losing 18 last year, picked up a batting percentage of 200. He had one home run and 8 runs batted in. When Roberts went to Michigan State, it was then college, now university, he was a first baseman and was quite a disappointed young man when his college baseball coach insisted he become a pitcher. Runners at first and second. Pitch to left-hand hitting Roberts is low and outside. Ball one. Newcomb gets set again, checks his runners at first and second, delivers, Robert swings, hits the ball right back to the mound. Newcomb smothers it, turns and throws over to first base, and the inning is over. In the second inning, the Phillies pick up one run. There were three base hits. There was one error. There were two men left on. The score at the end of two full innings of play tonight at Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia. The homestanding Philadelphia Phillies have one. The visiting Brooklyn Dodgers have nothing. Now, before we get to Jerry, let's pause quickly for station identification. This is the Brooklyn Dodger Radio Network.
Dial 1460 WOKO Albany, the Capital District's most talked-about station, with the downtown studios in the Hotel Wellington. 8:31, Teen Time Jamboree tomorrow night from 8 until 10:30.
MGM, New York. Well, fans, this is only the beginning for our Dodgers in this opening game business. They've got two more big openers coming up, and these two you folks can enjoy in person. Opening day Thursday at Ebbets Field, another pennant goes up. Newcomb, Reese, and Drysdale get special honors. National League Championship rings and watches for all of last year's team. Everett McCurry sings the national anthem. The 14th Regiment Band entertains with a concert. Borough President John Cashmore throws out the first ball. Excitement, fanfare, and your first National League Baseball of 1957. And then on Easter Monday afternoon, the opener at Jersey City, music by the Hudson County American Legion Band, the national anthem sung by the Jersey City YMCA boys, and a lot of fun over at Jersey. So let's go back to play here now, and here's Al.
Roy Campanella standing in, hitting right-handed. Roberts tries a soft curveball and misses with it outside for ball one. Campanella hit .219 last year. It was a rather disappointing year for Roy. But it's hoped that he's in A1 shape now. He swings on this pitch and hits a high drive to right center field. Bob Bowman back to the scoreboard, leaps up and hauls it down right to the scoreboard. The ball was tagged, but Bowman was able to get under it. So one out in the top of the third inning. That'll bring along Zimmer. Don Zimmer last year hit .300 in his stint with the National League champions. Two runs batted in, no home runs. He hit .275 in spring exhibitions and tagged the ball well. Roberts delivers to him. The pitch is outside for ball one. Zimmer, right-hand hitter. If you're keeping score with us tonight, the run the Philadelphia Phillies picked up in the first inning is not figured to have been earned. It's an unearned run. They lead 1-0. Roberts delivers. Zim swings on it. Gets a hold of it. There's a long drive deep into left center field, a well-hit ball, and it is into the left center field stands for a home run for Don Zimmer to tie up the ball game. Boy, that little fellow really leaned into that one. That's the first hit and the first run off Roberts. And I can bet you right now, Mr. Doggett, that the fellow cheering the loudest for this kid who just hit that home run is Captain Pee Wee Reese.
Oh, you're right, Al. Sure is.
Don Newcomb, feeling better about the entire thing, thank you, is up there right now. Roberts comes into Newcomb, a big left-hand hitter, and he jumps back to take a fastball, brushing the chest for ball one. So the Dodgers have begun their home run spree. At least what manager Walter Alston hopes to be a home run spree for 1957. Pass ball to Newcomb is high, and the count is two balls, no strikes. Well, let's see. Prior to the one that was just hit by Don Zimmer, the National League had posted four home runs for their openers today. Thomas hit one for Pittsburgh, Logan hit one for Milwaukee, and Bobby Smith and Wally Moon hit for the St. Louis Cardinals. Sidearm fastball, and Newcomb tips us in foul. Big Nuke's got two balls and one strike. Boy, I bet you the happiest guy in the world is that Don Zimmer sitting down on that bench right now. He was all grinning ear to ear. Just as happy as he can be, and just as happy as you can be, too, if you just pour that glass of Schaefer out and enjoy it and the ball game at the same time. That Schaefer is real beer. Two ball, one strike count. Roberts delivers. Newcomb swings and powders one to center field. Richie Ashburn going back, still going back, reaches up in the night and hauls it down. Two down in the third inning. The Dodgers, they've scored one time to tie it up. Don Zimmer leaning into one, hitting a home run. We had occasion tonight to ask Don Zimmer in an interview. If standing in against a fellow who was throwing that fastball at him bothered him because of the two beanings he'd previously had, and he said, no, it didn't. He proved it tonight. Jim Gilliam up there swings on the first pitch and hits a high fly ball to deep right field. Bob Bowman back on the cinder track. Balls it in. Well, the Dodgers here in the top half, the third inning. Tied up. One run, one hit. Don Zimmer's home run. Hilarious, nobody left on. So the score at the end of 2 1/2 innings of play. Here's Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia. It's the Brooklyn Dodgers 1, the homestanding Philadelphia Phillies have 1. Well, say, Jerry, what do you think baseball is such a popular sport?
Oh, there are a lot of reasons, Al, but I guess they all add up to one thing. People enjoy it.
You know, you can say the same thing about Schaefer beer. many reasons why it's good, and people really enjoy it.
Oh, sure, it's just pure pleasure, made out of the finest natural ingredients, including rich barley malt and the most delectable hop blossoms grown.
And it's made in a slow, careful way by skilled brewmasters. It's backed with all of Schaefer's 115 years of experience, too, Jer.
Boy, it's got flavor, man, and that light, zesty, exciting flavor you always want but don't always find.
Oh, no wonder people enjoy it. It's beer at its best.
So, brother, why don't you join the happy throng? Try Schaefer Beer. You'll enjoy it. You'll always enjoy Schaefer Beer. It's real beer. Well, the Dodgers had the long-range artillery going that time against Mr. Robin Roberts. Two fly balls deep to right, one deep to center, and one lost in the left field stands, and a tied-up ball game at 1-1. So we're ready to play now in the bottom of the third and right back to Al.
In the last half of the third inning, it'll be the leadoff man for the Philadelphia Phillies, Richie Ashburn, starting the second batting go-round. Ashburn flied the left in the first. The fastball fired to a left-hand hitter is inside off the hips for ball one. And sets. Delivers Richie Ashburn. Takes the fastball. Fired through at the knees, and his count is one ball, one strike. Randy Jackson playing up tight at third base. He's guarding against the bunt. Outfield fan slightly around the left and playing rather shallow. Newcomb delivers 1-1. Let up fastball. It's hit past him on second base. Gilliam gobbles it up, fires over to first in time, and Richie Ashburn is out. So, in the bottom of the third inning, one out for the Phillies, and coming up will be Chico Fernandez. Struck out in the first inning for Don Newcomb. Newcomb has two strikeouts, has given up three base hits, has walked nobody. Roberts has given up one hit and one run. That was Zimmer's home run. He's walked nobody and has struck out no one so far. Chico Fernandez sitting right-handed. His overhand fastball is hit out to right field. Carl Perillo off to his right, comes up three steps. Grabs it. Two down. Last half of the third inning. The batter now is Ed Boucher, the first baseman. Struck out in the first inning to retire the side. Ed Boucher standing in. Left-hand hitter slightly open stance down the first baseline. Newcomb pumps once. Kicks high and throws a soft curve and floats it right through there for a strike. Newcomb gave him all the motion in the world. No speed whatsoever. Just got it up there. Two down, last half of the third, no base runners. Phils won, the Dodgers won. Side on fastball. That's right under the chin. Boucher hit through dirt. Tomorrow, an open date for the Brooklyn Dodgers. But on Thursday, oh, that's it. Opening day at Ebbets Field. Pittsburgh Pirates are in town. They want those Giants today. Let-up pitch is low and outside. Count is two balls, one strike now on Boucher. Final score of that ball game was Pittsburgh 9 and New York 2, and Antonelli was the losing pitcher. Antonelli, Grissom, and Jones worked in that one, and Bob Friend went all the way for the Pirates. Thomas hit a home run for the Buccos. So he got himself started in the right direction, too. It's like Zimmer. Let up pitch, swung on, and foul tip. Two balls and two strikes. A count on first baseman Boucher, the number three hitter in the Philadelphia order. The bases are empty in the last half of the third inning. Philadelphia drew first blood tonight with an unearned run in the second inning. Zimmer went right back out and got it back for Brooklyn. He drilled one into the left center field stands. Home run. 2-2 pitch. Boucher takes call strike three. Fired right in off the fist. So that's all for Philadelphia in the last half of the third inning. And for Newcomb, the third strikeout. Score at the end of three. Philadelphia one and Brooklyn has one. We've been talking about scores of the other ball games, and from the Schaefer scoreboard, Jerry's got the whole rundown.
Jerry?
All right, Al, let's just take a real good look at them. The Pirates beat the Giants at Pittsburgh today. 9 runs, 8 hits, 1 error. The Giants had 2 runs, 10 hits, 3 errors. Friends of all the way for the Pirates. Antonelli, Grissom, and Jones for New York. One home run in that ball game. Thomas in the second inning with none on, his first of the year. The Milwaukee Braves, behind Warren Spahn, beat the Chicago Cubs 4-1. The line score, Milwaukee 4 runs, 8 hits, no errors, and Chicago 1 run, 4 hits, 1 error. Rice, Drott, Valentinetti for Chicago, and Spahn all the way for Milwaukee. Johnny Logan a home run for the Braves in the sixth with one on. And St. Louis clobbered Cincinnati 13-4 as Herm Wehmeyer went all the way against Johnny Klipstein, Fowler, Gross, Freeman. Bobby Smith a home run in the sixth, one on for St. Louis. Wally Moon in the eighth with two on. 13-17-0 for St. Louis, 4-8-1 for Cincinnati. In the American League, the Yankees beat Washington 2-1, 2 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for the Yanks, and 1 run, 6 hits, 1 error for Washington with Ford against Dobbs. And Boston beat Baltimore 4-2, Chicago beat Cleveland 3-2, and Kansas City beat Detroit 2-1. That's the scores on the Schaefer scoreboard. Now back to play, and here again is Al.
In the top half of the fourth inning, Gino Cimoli, who lines sharply to center field to Richie Ashburn in the first inning, comes up for his second at-bat in 57. Roberts crossfires him and misses low and outside for ball one. Gino Cimoli to be followed by Snyder and then by Perillo. Roberts back with an overhand curveball, and Cimoli punches at it and pops it back foul. One ball and one strike on Cimoli. The totals at the end of three innings. For Philadelphia, 1 run, 3 hits, no errors. For the Dodgers, 1 run, 1 hit, 1 error. All tied at 1 apiece. Gino Cimoli up there as the leadoff man in the fourth. Looks at a slow curve. Middle outside. 2 balls and 1 strike. The outfield for Cimoli, that's the word has gotten around. They're playing him deeper than they would have played him last year. The 2-1 delivery to Gino. Fastball. Gino wraps it. A line shot right into the glove of second baseman Kazansky, who makes a nice leaping catch. Jed Kazansky had to lean across his chest and go his left hand or gloved hand up over his shoulder to make that grab, and he did it. One out. Top half of the fourth inning. So twice Cimoli has hit the ball well, but he's hit it right at somebody. Here's Duke Snyder. Snyder swings. There's a line drive over the outstretched glove of first baseman Bouchard. Into the corner it goes. Snyder's digging for second. He slides. He's in there with a double. A double ripped up the right field side. Snyder is on at second base with a second hit off Robin Roberts. That Bouchard went up as far as he could go. Ball just over his fingertips. So both hits off Robin Roberts have been extra base blows. Don Zimmer's home run with one out, nobody on in the third inning. And it was hit with authority into the left center field stands. And now Snyder's ripper up the right field side for two. The batter is called Perillo, who almost hit a home run in the second inning. Fly deep to left. Takes a curve that's over on the outside corner, waist high for strike one. Waiting. Robin Roberts checks up with his base runner at second. Delivers a sidearm curve, and Perillo leans into it and then takes it low and outside. 1 ball and 1 strike on Carl. He's had quite a bit of trouble with that elbow. Battled it back. Still isn't throwing as well as he'd like to throw. Roberts ready. Delivers. Sidearm curveball. Perillo hammers it out into right center field. That could be in the alley into the scoreboard. It is up against the scoreboard. Perillo's digging for second. Snyder is loping around third. He's coming on into score. And it's a 2-1 ball game in favor of the Dodgers. Perillo doubles up the alley in right center to the scoreboard. So give him the run batted in. That is hit number 3 of Roberts. Run number 2, and the Dodgers lead it. 2-1. With Perillo in pretty good scoring position at second base, Gil Hodges, who sent a fly ball to center field to Richie Ashburn in the second. He's coming up for his second at-bat. Roberts checks for Furlow at second, delivers the plate. Hodges takes the sweeper over for a strike. Roberts right back with a let-up curve. That snaps off outside. One ball and one strike. That's a count on Hodges. Quite an opener in Philadelphia tonight. The 82nd year of National League play. Sidearm curve is outside. Ball two, a count on Hodges, 2-1. Of course, as far as age is concerned, that doesn't begin to match up with Schaefer. They've been going 115 years.
Wow.
Yes, sir. That's real beer, too. America's oldest lager. Sidearm curve just outside the Hodges for ball three. Down the bullpen. Got some Philadelphia activity. Got a right-hander up there throwing. Big Jumbo Jim Hearn. Formerly with the Giants. Now Roberts ready. Sidearm fastball, and Hodges slaps at it and dribbles it up the third baseline, foul. Three balls and two strikes. 2-1 the score. The Dodgers lead it. The Phillies scored an unearned run in the second. And the third, with one out, nobody on. Zimmer hitting number 8 in the Dodger order. Rifled one into the left center field stands to tie it up. And here in the fourth inning, with one out, Snyder doubled down the right field line, and Perillo hit him home. The pitcher swung on to Hodges. There's a long drive deep in the left field. It's starting to slice off now and goes foul. Oh, yes, Mr. Doggett, I would say that when they do get the lumber on the ball here tonight, they're really spanking it. Three hits the Dodgers possess, all of them extra base blows, a home run and two doubles. Off Willow stepping off at second base. One out. Roberts delivers a sidearm pitch. And Hodges starts to go, checks himself in time, and takes the pitch low for ball four. Well, there's the first free ticket. Roberts coughs it up. 2-1. Favor the Brooklyn Dodgers here in the top half of the fourth inning. Randy Jackson will hit a ball wide of third, and Jones made a nice stop and threw him out. Jackson is coming up now for his second at-bat. One out, runners at first and second. Campanella on deck to follow. Roberts in a jam. Big Jim Hearn in the Philadelphia bullpen. There's a sidearm curve to Jackson. Laid in there for a strike. Roberts takes his sign from Lopata. Hodges leading off at first. Furlow at second. Sidearm fastball is dribbled up the third baseline. Top roller, and that's foul. Jones picks it up and fires it back to the mound to Roberts. Hold 36, Robin Roberts. Began his organized baseball career in 1948. Wilmington in the Interstate League. Came right up in 48 with Philadelphia, too. Jackson swings and pops it up. This one in foul ground off to the left of the plate. Coming down is Jones. And Jones has it. That's the second Dodger out in the fourth inning. Stan Lopata could have handled that also, but Jones had a better shot at it, and Lopata kept calling him on to take it. Jones did. The batter now is Roy Campanella. Campy spanked the ball well in the third inning, his first time up. Hit it deep to right field, and Bowman went wandering back by that high board fence, or high fence, don't know whether it's board or not. Hauled it in. Sweeping curveball to Campanella is low and outside. Ball one. 329 feet down the right field line here, 334 down the left side, 447 to center field. A good sized ballpark. Roberts delivers. Campanella takes. The fastball. 5-2 for a strike. One ball and one strike. to the light tower in right center by the 42-foot scoreboard, 405 feet. So the outfielders can roam, particularly the center fielder. Sidearm curve to Cappy, swung on and missed. Boy, spinning all the way around when he didn't get that one. One ball, two strikes. It's a count on Campanella here in the top half of the fourth inning with two down, two on, one run scored, and the Dodgers leading 2-1. Dodgers the runner at first, Perillo the runner at second. Sidearm let up, swung on and missed, strike three. Paul Robin Roberts records his first strikeout of the night and gets out of it rather cheaply at that. One run. There were two base hits. There were no errors and two men were left on. Score at the end of three and one half innings of play. It's the Brooklyn Dodgers 2 and the homestanding Philadelphia Phillies have one. End of the last half of inning number four. Rip Ripolsky coming up there. He got the first hit off Newcomb back in the second inning. Dewar Life at second. When Gilliam dropped the ball for an error, takes a pitch outside, on the outside corner for strike one. And then came in to score the unearned run when Jones doubled the right field. Rip Ripolsky, right-hand hitter. Seems to carry all of his weight on his right leg. Leans into the pitch and swings on it. Swings a high fly ball into short left center field. Duke Snider comes over and calls for it, waves Simoli away, and Snider takes it to the out. One out, last half of the fourth inning. The batter now is Jones, who doubled to right field to drive in Ripolsky. Willie, who started back in 1947 with Terre Haute, then was up with Philadelphia in 50 when they were the Whiz Kids, won the National League pennant. Newcomb comes into him with a let-up fastball, and that's popped over for a strike. As soon as we find out what happens with Jones, we'll have time for station identification, so don't wander too far away, fellas. Somebody wants to ask us why we said that. We'll tell you in a minute. Sidearm fastball, swung on, hit down to shortstop. Zim charges, up with it, fires to first base, and that's all for Jones. So, everyone is gathered around. Let's pause now for that station identification. This is the Brooklyn Dodger Radio Network.
Dial 1460 WOKO Albany, the Capital District's most talked about station with downtown studios in the Hotel Wellington. It's now 9 o'clock WOKO time. Team time jamboree tomorrow night from 8 until 10:30.
The batter to plate now with two down, nobody on, is Stan Lopata. Right-hand hitter, batting from a crouch, takes a curve. Low and outside for ball one. Lopata was a base runner in a second on a fielder's choice when Zimmer came up with his hard smash at shortstop and fired to Randy Jackson at third base for the tag out on Jones trying to move over to third. The one-man, nothing delivery to Lopata is taken, low and outside for ball two. We said we'd tell you why we always alerted the boys around the network. Well, I can remember many times going down the hall for a glass of water or something, and all of a sudden somebody'd sing through the networks their line cue, and, well, there was nobody there to make station break. Bosses don't seem to like that too well. Let-up curveball is over but low to Lopata. It's ball three. Three balls and no strikes. Jerry laughing about that business of the standby identification. I bet you've missed more than one, too, Jerry. 3-0 delivery. A fastball to Lopata inside off the chest for ball four. Well, with two down, Lopata has walked. That'll be the first base on balls given up by Newcomb. Each pitcher now has surrendered a base on balls. Bob Bowman, right-hand hitting right fielder, comes striding up to the plate. He got a single wide of third base. Randy Jackson was able to knock it down, but he had no play back in the second inning. Bob Bowman, aware of number 10. Newcomb looks over, first base, then fires to the plate. His fast one is through there for a strike. This is not the only year Bowman has had a look over by Philadelphia. You may recall that in 55 he played three games for the Phillies. He was Syracuse for 141 ball games in 55, 56, Miami, and Philadelphia for six games. Swings on this pitch and hits a line drive in the right field. Ferullo comes in to play it on the skip. Lopata goes to second base and holds on quickly as Ferullo's throw comes into Jim Gilliam. Bowman a single in the right field. Well, the Phillies are trying to scratch their way back into this one in the last half of the fourth inning. They have two down, two on, and the batter is Ted Kaczynski. Ted flied to right field in the second inning. He's 0 for 1 tonight. He's sort of the pesky type. Another product of Terre Haute. That's where he started his baseball career in Free High League. That was back in 51. Climbed up to Philadelphia in as early as 53. Tall, skinny right-hand hitter. Newcomb fires that crossfire at him, and it's high and outside the ball one. Ted is a right-hand hitter with a slightly open stance. He stands three-quarters deep at the plate. Holds the bat pretty much down with the knob. Lopato, the runner at second. Bob Bowman at first. Newcomb has now given up four base hits. Robin Roberts has given up three. The Dodgers lead it 2-1. Newcomb delivers. Fastball swung on and hit off the end of the bat foul. One ball and one strike is the count on Ted Kaczynski. Following Kaczynski, if he's needed, will be pitcher Robin Roberts. Schaefer Beer sending you the action from Connie Mack Stadium tonight. Hope you're enjoying Schaefer right now. The 1-1 delivery on Kaczynski. Down it comes. Fastball swung on and foul tip. And it hops out of the glove of Roy Campanella. I think the backlash of the bat hit that one. Coming down from second base. Moving on over to third is Lopata. Now let's see what the umpire is going to say. Walter Alston has come out of the dugout. Unless we're terribly mistaken, the backlash of the bat hit that ball out of Roy Campanella's mitt. Dusty Bogus, the plate umpire, is shaking his head to Walter Alston. As if to say no. The ball hopped out of Campanella's mitt. So we'll wait for the official scores verdict on that. And guess exactly what happened. Roy Campanella will be charged with a fast ball on that one, allowing Lopata to come over to third. Down is one ball, two strikes on Kaczynski. Newcomb delivers the fastball, and it's hit just inside third and into the corner for a base hit. Lopata comes in to score to tie it up. Simoli is up for the ball, throws it into third base. But Bowman slides in there, moving around from first. On the single to left field. So it's all tied up. Number five, run number two of Newcomb. Roberts gets a round of applause. All tied at two apiece. Runners at first and third and two down. First pitch to Roberts. Low, ball one. Comes a pitch. Roberts takes it. That's low. That's ball two. We got a wing ding going here tonight. Ball game has been tied up, and the situation has been set up after two are down here in the fourth inning. Roberts waiting. The 2-0 delivery to him. Roberts swings. It's a fly ball deep to right field. Soto going back. Still going back. Can't get it. It's off the wall. Robin Roberts is digging for second base. He makes it with a stand-up two-bagger and two runs score. Bullpen, right-hander Don Besson gets up and starts to work in a hurry. Three runs have been scored here by the Phils in the fourth inning as they come roaring back to take the lead now. 4-2. Four runs on six hits off Big Nuke. The Dodgers two runs on three hits. Robin Roberts at second. Up is Richie Ashburn. He's 0-2 tonight. Newcomb ready, delivers a soft curve, and Ashburn takes it low inside for ball one. Ashburn right foot forward to the plate, actually ahead of it. Roberts leads off second, Newcomb checks him, delivers a fastball, and Ashburn takes it across at the knees for a strike. One ball and one strike. So for the second time in tonight's ball game, the Philadelphia Phillies are leading it. Now 4-2 in their favor. Soft curveball swung on and lined out to right field. Furlough coming on, makes the grab. So Ashburn is up. Lining out to Carl Furlough in right field. So three big runs for Philadelphia. On three base hits, there was a man left with no errors. There was one pass ball. Now the score at the end of four full innings of play. The Philadelphia Phillies have four. The Brooklyn Dodgers have two. Well, the first half of this game was brought to you by the F&M Schaefer Brewing Company of Brooklyn. Brewers of Schaefer Beer, America's oldest lager beer. Now, your host for the next five innings will be Lucky Strike, the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked. It's made by the American Tobacco Company. Tobacco is our middle name. Well, folks, you're going to enjoy baseball a lot more this year at Ebbets Field because of an added attraction. Come on out early and see Emmett Kelly, the world's most famous circus clown, and now the newest Dodger bump. You'll get a terrific bang out of the circus gags he pulls at Ebbets Field. Perhaps you'll meet him personally as he roams around the stands. He's a great guy and one of the top comedians of our time. Silent Emmett Kelly and his final portal of the sad, forlorn, unwanted circus bum. Well, he'll be at the Dodger home game, Ebbets Field in Jersey City. And now with the Dodgers trailing in this one, they come to bat in the top half of the fifth inning. It'll be little Don Zimmer stepping up there, but stepping up to the microphone for Lucky Strike and for the play-by-play, here's Jerry Duggan.
Thanks, Al, and hi again, everyone. Zimmer steps in, had a home run last time. First pitch is swung on, dribbled up the third baseline, bounces foul. Played by Jones, and it's just a long strike for Zimmer. Little Don making his big league debut tonight with a home run in the lower stands in the third inning. The Dodgers four, and the two, and the Phillies four, and the Phillies got three runs in that fourth inning off Don Newcomb. And the Dodgers were real busy against Robin Roberts in the top half of the fourth, but left two men stranded. The Phillies got their runs in that fourth after two outs. Zimmer back with a strike one count. Don Newcomb on deck and then Jim Gilliam to follow. Fine crowd on hand tonight at Philadelphia. Robbins delivers and it's a little on the outside corner, hit the corner for a called strike. And on Zimmer, it's nothing and two. Robin Roberts on the firing line for the Philadelphia Phillies. Jones, Fernandez, Kazanski, and Boucher, the infielders. Rapolski, Ashburn, and Bowman in the outfield. Here's a curveball up high, and it's ball one, strike two. One and two to Zimmer. The Phillies now have six base hits. The Dodgers have three. The 1-2 pitch on the way.
Outside again with a fastball, and the count evens at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Number 23, shortstop Don Zimmer. Down it comes. Curveball misses again, and the count goes full now, 3-2. So the string is out to Zimmer. Jim Gilliam is in the on-deck circle off to the right side. Newcomb is due next. Dodgers occupy the dugout back at first. Here's the pitch to Zim. Outside, ball four, and Zimmer is on with a walk. And that is the second walk given up by Robin Roberts. So the Dodgers have one on, nobody out, and Don Newcomb comes up out of the dugout. Don hit one deep to center field last time. Don Newcomb, number 36. On the mound, Robin Roberts, likewise, number 36. Newcomb swings left. Roberts also swings left, and Roberts drove in two big runs with a double to the right field wall in the bottom of the fourth. 4-2, the Phils lead. Newcomb waiting. Runner on first, Zimmer moves off. Here's the pitch. Swung on a drive to right field. It's going to be in for a base hit. Bowman over to cover it off. Here's Zimmer digging for third and is in standing as Newcomb rips a single to right field. And the Dodgers now are trying to get something going. For Don Newcomb, his first hit for the Dodgers, base hit number four. Runners on at first and third, and up now will be Jim Gilliam. Gilliam has flat out twice to right fielder Bob Bowman, and both times fairly deep. So Gilliam steps in with two on. Nobody out. Top of the fifth inning. Phillies got one in the second and three in the fourth. The Dodgers got one in the third and one in the fourth. Roberts checks the sign now with catcher Stan Lopata. Newcomb off first, Zimmer off third, and here's the pitch to Gilliam. Here's a drive to right for a base hit. Zimmer in to score. Newcomb goes to second, makes a turn, and holds on there as the Dodgers now have pulled up a little closer to 4-3. Gilliam slapping a single to right field, his first hit of the game. Newcomb into second base. Zimmer across to score the third Brooklyn run. And again, Jim Hearn gets busy in the bullpen for Philadelphia down in left field. Up now will be Gino Cimoli. Jake Pittler talking to Gilliam at the first base bag. And Billy Herman standing alongside the third base coaching box, saying something out to Don Newcomb. And now we'll see how the Phillies are going to play it. Bruce Sheehan and Jones on the corners move in now, expecting a bunt from Cimoli. Newcomb at second, Gilliam at first, edge off. The pitch to Gino, bunted foul at the plate, right in the batter's box. Umpire Dusty Boggess picks it up and fires it back out. So it's strike one to Gilliam, to Cimoli. Gilliam at first, and Newcomb is at second. Cimoli lined out the center and lined out the second, so he's none for two in tonight's game. And the Phillies looking for the bunt. Swung on a drill right back to the middle for a base hit. Newcomb turns third, heads home, and here's the throw coming in. It'll be not in time. And on the play, Cimoli goes to second, Gilliam to third. The ball game is tied. As Cimoli ripped the ground ball right back through the box. Newcomb around third into score from second base on the play. Gilliam went to third, and on the throw to the plate, Cimoli down to second. So we've got a brand new one going here, and Duke Snider at bat. With two on and nobody out for the Dodgers in the fifth inning. So for Cimoli, a base hit, a run batted in. And a 4-4 ball game with Snider coming on. And Jim Hearn, a busy boy, down in the bullpen for the Philadelphia Phillies. And Lucky Strike sending you all the action from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia. And Duke Snider's going to get an intentional walk. Fans start raising a howl about that. Yes, sir, the fans really let up a real howl as the Snider's drawn purposely passed. And that will be the third walk given up by Robin Roberts. Base is loaded now. Snyder purposely passed to load him up, and it brings on Perillo, who doubled to the scoreboard in right center and drove in a run in the fourth inning. Roberts in a jam. Dodgers have two in, three on, and none out. Here's the pitch. It's a long fly ball to right center field. Drifting over for it is Ashburn. Runners are tagged. Here's the grab, and in the score comes Gilliam, going to third and down to second. Out of second base is Snyder. Go to third, not in time for Savoli. All the runners were moving, and Snyder is caught in the trap going into second base. As Ashburn's throw came to Ted Kaczynski for the tag out there. So Perillo sacrificed five, gets in a run, but it also gets Snyder going to second. Dodgers lead 5-4. Savoli in the third on the play, and across the plate, the score was Jim Gilliam. No play was made on Gilliam. The play was made on Snyder. So give Perillo a sacrifice fly. And how about that, Alan? An RBI for a double play? On that case, yes. And a double play for the Phils, 8-4. One of the few rare instances when a batter can get a run batted in for a double play ball. Sacrifice fly by for Perillo, and Snyder out going to second. Center fielder Richie Ashburn to the second baseman Ted Kaczynski. Simoli on third. And the pitch to Hodges. Strike one. Roberts deals again. Gilly checks up, but it's ball one. Even up now, 1-1. Three runs in, and the Dodgers lead 5-4. Long fly ball to right center by Perillo, and everybody tried to advance. Snyder was out going into second. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Hodges. Low and outside. Ball two. 2-1. Simoli at third. Two away. Brooklyn batting in the fifth. The hits in the game are all even now at six apiece. The runs 5-4 Dodgers. The pitch. Roll foul off to the left out of play, and it's 2-2 on Gil Hodges. Randy Jackson on deck, and Roy Campanella to follow if they can keep it going. Simoli wandering off third a few steps. The pitch down is swung on and missed. Strike three. Dropped by Lopata, but he tags Hodges in time for the out. So Roberts gets his second strikeout, and the Dodgers go down in the fifth inning. They show three runs on three base hits, no errors, and had one man left. So at the end of the top of the fifth inning, the score, the Dodgers 5, the Phillies have 4. And now here's a word from Al. Well, fans, here's a word picture of real smoking enjoyment. Yes, sir. All it takes is you, your lighter, and a Lucky. Then light up. Man, you'll find there's nothing like a Lucky because it's all cigarettes. All fine tobacco. Mild, naturally good-tasting tobacco that's toasted to taste even better. Try a pack of Lucky. Better yet, make it a carton. One thing's for sure. You'll say it's the best tasting cigarette you ever smoked.
Light up a Lucky. It's light up time. Be happy, go Lucky. It's light up time. For the taste that you like, light up a Lucky Strike. You'll say it's the best tasting cigarette you ever smoked.
Well, everybody, we're very happy tonight to be able to salute our honor hospital, the VA hospital at Sunmount, New York, with a quota of 10,000 free Luckies being earmarked for them, and some have been earmarked. We've had a home run, we've had a double play, so they've already been started, fellas and gals. Just hang right on, more coming. More play-by-play, too, and here's Jared. Chico Fernandez, first batter up, to be followed by Ed Boucher, and then Rip Rapolsky. Newcomb delivers, and Chico takes it up high, ball one. Fernandez has struck out and fly to right in two trips tonight. 5-4, Dodgers lead each side with six base hits. The Phillies got three hits in the second and three more in the fourth. Dodgers got one hit in the second, one in the third, two in the fourth, and three in the fifth. There's a fastball for a strike on the outside corner, and the count to Fernandez, 1-1. Chico hitting in the number two spot.
and is destined, of course, to become the regular shortstop for Philadelphia, getting the opening night bid here. 1-1, wind up and pitch. Foul ball straight back, and the count goes to 1-2. Have a fine crowd on hand tonight at Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, and this could be an opening night, opening day attendance record for Philadelphia. The previous record was 29,074, set in 1950 in a ball game of the Dodgers. And we don't see too many empty seats here tonight. Here's a foul ball upstairs, off to the right, and the count on Fernandez stays at a ball and two strikes. So, reminds us to remind you to be out Thursday when the Dodgers open up against the Pirates at Ebbets Field Thursday afternoon. Big Don winds and fires. A roller hit off the third baseline. Duke him up with it. Throw is not in time. Fernandez legs it out for a base hit. Swung and tapped it along the third baseline, and before Newcomb could make the play, Fernandez had it beat out. So Chico, who is very fast, legs one out, hit number 7 for Philadelphia, and it brings on Ed Bouchy, the first baseman. He has struck out twice. Left-hand hitter. Newcomb has 3 strikeouts, and Roberts has 2. Newcomb has walked 1, Roberts has walked 3. One of those was an intentional pass to Snyder. So the Phillies now come right back in the fifth inning and put the tying run on as Fernandez dribbles one up the third baseline for a base hit. Newcomb now out of a stretch delivers. Fastball comes in tight. Ball 1 to Bouchy. Rip Rapolsky is on deck with Willie Jones down in the hole. Now again, Newcomb ready. Eyes Chico at first. Pitch is swung on and driven along the right field line for a base hit. Fair ball into the bullpen. Fernandez coming around second, heads for third, around third, and into score. Bouchy now heads for third. The relay from Gilliam is not in time, and the ball game is tied up. Ed Bouchy building a line drive down the right field line, fair by about 2 feet. Then it peeled off into the Dodger bullpen, and before Farrillo could make a play, Bouchy had come around to third, and Fernandez had scored to tie her up. Now the go-ahead run is to third, and Hodges comes over to the mound to talk to Don Newcomb. Hit number 8 for Philadelphia, and Don Buffett now gets busy again in the Dodger bullpen down in right field. Rip Rapolsky will be up, Willie Jones to follow, and Stan LaPata after that. So Roberts and Newcomb having a little tough time driving here tonight. Big Don winds and fires. Infield in a pop foul. Back over the top. Strike 1. The entire infield, with the exception of Zimmer, playing it up tight. And Don lays back about 3 steps. Strike 1 count on Rapolsky. And this is liable to develop into a real old-fashioned scoring bee here tonight. Newcomb winds and fires. Swung on and missed. Strike 2. Rip Rapolsky, the cleanup batter and left fielder. Strike 2 count. Dodger infield up tight to hold the runner at third. Ed Bouchy, who tripled to drive in Fernandez and tire up. Big Don winds and fires to Rapolsky. Fastball is outside. Ball 1. 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes. A very enthusiastic crowd here tonight at Connie Mack Stadium. They're really whooping it up. Now the 1-2 pitch. Just misses outside, and the count evens at 2-2. Don Besson firing away in the Dodger bullpen in right field.
2-2 pitch to Rapolski. Chopped foul off to the left of the plate, and the count stays there at 2-2. Dodgers 5, Phillies 5 at Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia. Roberts against Newcomb. And the hitters so far have dominated the ball game up to this point. Here's the windup and the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and chopped foul again at the plate. Campanella picks it up. Newcomb retired the first three men to face him and then was tagged for a base hit and a run in the second. Roberts retired the first seven men before Zimmer hit a home run to tie it up. And from that point on, the hitters have taken over. Newcomb had a 1-2-3 inning in the third. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Change up, bounce to third. Jackson up with it, holds the runner. Goes to first in time, and it's one away. Rapolski bounces out, third to first. And up now will be Willie Jones, who doubled in the second, grounded out in the fourth. And while Willie steps in, we'll take a few seconds for station identification. This is the Brooklyn Dodger Radio Network.
Dial 1460 WOKO Albany, the Capital District's most talked about station, with downtown studios in the Hotel Wellington. 933 WOKO time. Teen Time Jamboree tomorrow night from 8 until 10:30.
Willie Jones up and in. 1-for-2 tonight. And the Dodgers play it up close again with one out. Newcomb goes to the windup and delivers. Fastball outside, ball one. Outfield shaded to the left now against the right-hand batter. Infield up close. Gilliam back a couple steps, and Zimmer at third is back about three steps, rather at short, and Jackson at third are back about two. So they give a little against Jones. Newcomb delivers low, and it's ball two. 5-5 score, bottom of the fifth inning. And the Phils and the Dodgers having at it on opening night. Newcomb into the windup, and down it comes. Curveball chopped off foul. That is the plate. Campanella grabs it, and it's two balls, one strike. Two and one. Boy, as far as the eye can see, there are fans in this ballpark all the way around. Looks like a real capacity crowd. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Ground ball hit back behind second, through the middle for a base hit. The runner's in, the Phils lead. Jones makes a big turn and holds up now with a single to center. Ground ball just beyond the outstretched glove of Don Zimmer. Boucher in to score, and it's now 6-5 Phils. Jones at first base with a single, and Stan Lopata comes on. That is hit number 9 off Don Newcomb. 3 this inning. A little roller by Fernandez to start it, a triple by Boucher, and a ground single by Jones up the middle. Stan Lopata up is nothing for one tonight. He walked, scored a run, was on a fielder's choice. So Lopata at bat, one out here in the fifth inning. Newcomb with a stretch in the pitch. Curveball, high fly ball in the short left. Zimmer backs up. Cimoli comes on. Zimmer waves him off and has it for the out. So Lopata pops out to Zimmer in short left field, two away. And here's Bob Bowman, the rookie right fielder, who's at 2-for-2 in tonight's game and has scored one run. So with two outs, Jones on first. The Phils lead 6-5. Now the stretch by Big Newcomb and the pitch to the plate. Curveball is in for a strike. Newcomb has been slowing up a bit in the last couple of hitters, leaving the fastball and going to the breaking stuff. Strike one on Bowman, right-hand batter. Stretch again, but down on the pitch. Fastball there is whacked to right field. Perillo in his tracks, moves in two steps now, pounds the glove, and he has it, and the side is retired. So for the Phils in the fifth inning, there were two runs picked up. On three base hits, no errors, and the left one man on. And so at the end of five, the score, the Phillies 6,
the Dodgers 5.
No wonder he's whistling. He's happy because he bought his 1957 Olds from Rose Oldsmobile, the oldest franchise Oldsmobile dealer in the Capital District.
Why, I wouldn't even consider buying my Olds from any dealer but Rose Oldsmobile.
There must be a reason. There is, because Rose maintains the proper facilities for warranty work that ensures your satisfaction. Service that continues long after the sale is made.
Rose Oldsmobile's modern shop contains all the latest factory-approved equipment for keeping your Olds in tip-top condition. Their careful servicemen are constantly being trained in Olds factory school.
That's the reason. That's why over 67% of Rose Oldsmobile sales are to repeat customers, folks who come back year after year, because Rose offers more. Low price plus continuing interest in your satisfaction. There's no substitute for integrity, and integrity means Rose Oldsmobile, Central and Banning, satisfying customers at the same location for more than 30 years. That's Rose Oldsmobile.
Well, we've had five innings of play in this one tonight. And here are your totals. For Brooklyn, 5 runs, 6 hits, 1 error. For the Phillies, 6 runs, 9 hits, no errors. Randy Jackson to the plate to start the sixth. All right, Jerry.
Ready to go. Randy is 0-for-2 tonight. And Robin Roberts on the firing line. Set to, well, he's going to have a conference now with catcher Stan Lopata. Mr. Jackson is outside high, ball one. Randy 0-for-2, Campanella on deck, and then Don Zimmer to follow. And a 6-to-5 ball game through the first five. Curveball misses low, and it's ball two. 2-0. Two 0 count. Robin Roberts set to pitch to Jackson. And the fastball finds the strike zone on the outside corner. It's 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike. Robin Roberts ready. Jackson waiting. 2-1 pitch. Swung on and bounced to shortstop. Big hop to Fernandez. Long throw is in time for the out. 1 away. So Jackson bounces out. Short to first. And it brings on Roy Campanella. Slide out deep to right and struck out in 2 tries. 9 hits for Philadelphia and 6 hits for the Dodgers. And 1 error in the ball game. Jim Gilliam dropped the throw from Campanella on Rapolski in the second inning. Rapolski later scored in what was an unearned run. Now Roberts ready to go to Campy. Foul ball coming back upstairs, and this one is just under the press box. Strike one on Campanella. Very fine vantage point here at Philadelphia. Under the roof, looking right down on the home plate with an angle off on the first baseline, looking down the line. Campy takes a high curve outside, and it's ball one. 1 ball, 1 strike to Campanella. Zimmer on deck, and then Newcomb to follow. The game is in the sixth inning. The pitch is fouled off, and here comes one up our way, but it's on top and hits the edge of the roof and goes bouncing back downstairs. So it is 1-2 on Campanella. 1-2 the count. Here's one right here, and bang, just missed. Foul ball. Campanella chopping one up here. Well, we'd kind of like to get an opening day baseball souvenir from Connie Mack Stadium. So, Mr. Campy, bring it over here about 10 feet. Here's the pitch. Strike three. As Campy went over, tried to check his swing. The ball tipped off. The bat was held on by Lopata, and it's a strikeout for Roberts. Campanella down on strikes on a foul tip, actually. And for Roberts, strikeout number three. Umpire Dusty Bogus gave the foul tip sign very quickly. Here's Don Zimmer up now, home run and a walk, and Zip has scored twice tonight. Foul ball hit off to the right and into the Dodger dugout on the first base side. Strike one. The Phillies 6 and the Dodgers 5. Robin Roberts firing them in.
The crowd is 37,667. A swing and a miss for Zimmer, strike two. So we were close to a record, but not quite. Wait a minute. Over a record. Way over. 37,000. The record was 29. I think it was 30. That is a real fine crowd. That's well over capacity. Here's a drive foul down the left field line. 37,667. The previous record was 29,074. So that's a new record by 8,000 plus. Fine crowd for the opener tonight. Here's the pitch. Zim swings and misses. Strike three. Down he goes. Side retired. Strikeout number four for Robin Roberts. So for the Dodgers in the sixth inning, three up, three down. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. So that's the end of the top of the sixth inning with a score in the ball game. The Philadelphia Phillies six, and the Brooklyn Dodgers have five. Well, stepping up to speak is no other than that baseball great and renowned Brooklyn backstop, Mr. Roy Campanella.
You know what two questions folks ask me most? First is, who's the fastest pitcher I've ever caught? That's easy. Don Newcomb. That man is really quick. The second question is, do you really smoke Luckies? Of course I do. And do you know why I smoke them? Because Luckies taste better. That's all there is to it.
Well said, Mr. Campanella. Makes sense. Because a Lucky is a genuine cigarette, all fine tobacco. Naturally good-tasting tobacco that's toasted to taste even better. Take the signal from Roy Campanella and declare a light-up time. Be happy, go Lucky, right now. Well, as we go to the last of the sixth inning, it'll be Ted Kaczynski, Robin Roberts, and Richie Ashburn due up here to face Don Newcomb in a 6-5 ball game going at Philadelphia. Okay, Kaczynski up 1-for-2, and Big Don ready to fire. The windup and the first pitch. Over for a call, strike one. Good fastball on the outside corner. Newcomb ready again. Gets signed from his teammate, Roy Campanella. And the pitch to Kaczynski. Up high, outside for ball, and the count goes 1-1. Jackson came charging it from third that time. Halfway expecting Kaczynski to try to bunt. 1-1. Big Don rocks and fires. Slow curve is upstairs at its ball two. 2-1. Jackson, Zimmer, Gilliam and Hodges on the infield. Simoli, Snyder and Perillo in the Dodger outfield from left to right. The attendance tonight is somewhat over capacity of the ballpark. There's a ground ball backhanded by Jackson at third. Play to first is in time. Nice play by Randy Jackson. Hard smash it down there by Ted Kaczynski. And Randy just wheeled over and backhanded her and made the play. The all-time record in the Philadelphia ballpark was 40,720 against Brooklyn in 1947 for a doubleheader. Night game record, 40,000 against Cincinnati in 1946. And the single day game record, 36,765 against Brooklyn. There's Roberts coming on and gets a nice hand as he steps in. Robin helped himself in the fourth inning with a double to drive in two runs. So Robin Roberts up now, swinging from the left side. Newcomb goes into the windup and down it comes. A bouncer foul trickles off toward the Dodger dugout and it's strike one. Real fine opening night crowd here at Philadelphia, PA. There's a long fly ball, a high fly ball to center, rather. Zimmer going out. In for it comes Simoli in left center, and he's got it for the out. So Roberts out on a high pop fly into short left center, picked off by Gino Simoli. Here's Ashburn coming up now. Richie is 0 for 3 in tonight's game. Line to left, grounded to second, and line to right. Ashburn, nothing for 3. 9 hits for the Phils, 6 hits for the Dodgers. And a 6-5 ball game in the bottom of the sixth inning. Here's the pitch. Fastball high inside, ball one. Newcomb checks the sign from Campanella. Ashburn waits. Curveball is in and over for a strike. Count evens at 1-1 on Ashburn. There are two outs, none on, sixth inning. Lucky Strike sending you play-by-play from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia. The 1957 opener between the Dodgers and the Phillies. 1-1 pitch on the way. Ashburn bounces one wide of third. Jackson one-hands it. Play to first in time for the outside retire. So that's all for the Phils, and in the sixth inning, both sides go up and down in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on, and so at the end of six innings of play, the score, the Phillies 6, the Dodgers 5. Well, let's kind of get up to date here on what happened around and all the other openers around the baseball world today. So from the Lucky Strike scoreboard, here's Al.
Well, otherwise in the National League at Pittsburgh, the Pirates defeated the Giants 9-2 behind Bob Friend. Pittsburgh 9 runs, 8 hits, 1 error. Giants 2 runs, 10 hits, 3 errors. Antonelli started. He's the loser. Grissom in the 8th and Jones in the 8th. Thomas hit a home run. He's first of the year and the second with nobody on for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Milwaukee defeated Chicago 4-1. Milwaukee 4 runs, 8 hits, no errors. Warren Spahn all the way for the victory. Chicago 1 run, 4 hits, 1 error. Rush started, Drott in the 7th, and Valentinetti in the 9th. Logan hit a home run in the 6th with one aboard for the Milwaukee Braves. St. Louis defeated Cincinnati 13-4 on 17 hits and no errors. Wiemeyer all the way for the St. Louis win. Cincinnati 4 runs, 8 hits, 1 error. Klipstein, Fowler in the 6th, Gross in the 6th, Freeman in the 8th. Bobby Smith in the 6th with 1 on, Wally Moon in the 8th with 2 on, hit home runs for St. Louis. The Yankees defeated Washington 2-1. The Yankees 2 runs, 7 hits, 1 error, Ford all the way. Washington 1 run, 6 hits, 1 error. Staubs all the way to take the loss, a battle of the left-handers. Seavers hit a home run for Washington in the 7th with the bases empty, and Berra hit 1 in the 7th with none on for the New York Yankees. Boston defeated Baltimore 4-2. Boston 4 runs, 9 hits, no errors. Baltimore 2 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. And in 11 innings, Chicago defeated Cleveland 3-2. Kansas City defeated Detroit 2-1. All right, Jerry.
Now Newcomb waits and swings a foul back into the stand. Strike one. Robin Roberts on the firing line, and the Dodgers now come up in the 7th inning. Need a run to tie and 2 to go ahead. 6-5 ball game here at Philadelphia tonight. Newcomb has 1 hit, 2 tries. Singles in the 5th inning and then scored a run. There's a pop-up on the first baseline. Ed Bouchy comes down near the bag, now steps across the line and makes the grab for the out. So Newcomb fouls out to the first baseman, Ed Bouchy. And up will be Jim Gilliam, who has 1 hit, 3 tries. Roberts beat the Dodgers 9-1 in 1950, and in 1951, 5-2. Last year, he beat them 8-6. He beat Newcomb twice in 1950 and last year. Gilliam waiting. Here's the pitch. Curveball in close, and it's ball one. Connie Mack Stadium is double-decked all the way around. There are no stands in right field. In other words, the field surrounded by stands on three sides. The stands go all the way down the left field line to the plate, then all the way down the third base line, and then all the way across left field out to center field. But nothing in right field, just except the scoreboard and a high wall all the way across. There's a drive hit right back to the middle for a base hit. Gilliam is on. Ashburn fields quickly, fires into second base, and Jim Gilliam gets a long single into left center field. That for Gilliam, hit number 2, and for the Dodgers, number 7. And here's Gino Cimoli up. Line to center, line to second, single to center, and drove in a run. So Gino has 1-4-3 in tonight's game. It's the Dodger left fielder. One out, one on. Roberts now with a stretch to look. Here's the pitch to Gino. Strike called on the outside corner. Fernandez and Kozanski play it in a step or two now, and double play that. Jones fairly close in at third, and Bouchy, of course, holding Gilliam at first base. Top of the seventh, one out, one on. Robert Steele's a swing and a miss. Strike two on Gino Cimoli. Duke Snyder on deck, and then Carl Farrillo to follow. Two pitch. Swollen and rolled back to the mound. Roberts barehands it. Throws to first base in time and on the play. Gilliam goes into second. Roberts slipped and came off the mound just in time to barehand the ball and make his play to first base. Had no chance for a play on Gilliam. So the tying run moves to second base and Duke Snyder comes on. Fouled out, doubled to right, and was intentionally walked. So Snyder up now. With Farrillo on deck, and at second base is Gilliam with two away. 6-5 ball game in favor of the Philadelphia Phillies over the Dodgers here at Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia. Roberts now with a stretch. Now delivers, rolls one back toward the third base side of the mound. Roberts slips, throws in time for the out. Nice play by Robin Roberts, who came to the third baseline. Slipped as he grabbed the ball, threw from one knee, and got his man for the out to retire the side. So that's all for the Dodgers in the seventh inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one man left on. At the end of the top of the seventh, the score, the Phillies 6, the Dodgers 5. Well, seventh inning stretch, here's Al to tell us all about it.
Yes, sir, that seventh inning stretch is coming right up. And hey, Jerry, by the way, toss me that pack of Lucky's, will you, boy?
Okay, here you go.
Thank you. Well, now for a match. Let's see. Here's that match. Oh, you're right here. Got a lighter. What a cigarette. A genuine cigarette. Say, how about joining me? Declare light-up time. Put a match to a Lucky and then settle back and watch the rest of the ball game and listen to it. Enjoy the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked. I like that.
Yeah,
that's good. All right, Jerry, I guess we're getting ready for some more action, huh?
Righto, Al. It'll be Chico Fernandez, whose scratch single on the third baseline started the Phillies off to a two-run inning in the fifth, an inning that put them out in front. The Phillies scored first in the second. The Dodgers tied it in third and went ahead in the fourth. The Phillies came back with three in the fourth to make it 4-2. The Dodgers got three in the fifth to make it 5-4. The Phillies got two in the fifth to make it 6-5, and here we are. Fernandez up 1-for-3 tonight. Ed Bruschi on deck, and Rip Kropulski to follow. Newcomb and Roberts have gone all the way. In fact, we have not had a lineup change on either side. Roberts, a swing and a line drive, one hop for Zimmer. Up with it, play is in time. Nice play by Don Zimmer. A line drive, one hop in front of Don. Almost handcuffed him. He knocked it down, retrieved in time to get the speedy Chico Fernandez for the first out. Roberts, in his innings on the mound, has walked three and struck out four. Newcomb has walked one, struck out three. Nine hits for the Phillies and seven for the Dodgers. One out. Here's Ed Bruschi up. The windup in the pitch to the rookie first baseman, up high for a ball one. Bruschi struck out in the first, again in the third, but in the fifth inning, he tripled to right field, drove in the tying run, and then came across with a lead run on a single by Willie Jones. Left-hand batter, Ed Bruschi. Newcomb winds and fires. Change up is high, and it's ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Outfield swung around to the right against the left-hand batter. In the infield, way around. Jackson way wide at third. Zimmer lined up almost behind second. Gilliam at the edge of the grass on the right side. Fastball high, and it's ball three. Bruschi, one of the rookies on the Philadelphia squad, and it might be it'll take the teams around the league a while to get a book on him. Or they might have a pretty good idea already. Sometimes they do. Fastball is over for a strike, and it's 3-1. Of course, some of the clubs had a look at Bruschi and Bowman last year at the tail end of the year in a few ball games.
sometimes it takes longer than that to get things figured out. A 3-1 pitch for Big Don. Here's a long drive to right center field. Snyder hustling back for it. Back. Turns. He's got it. Right in front of the scoreboard in right center field. Lucy whacked that one well, but Snyder was able to get there and haul her down. So it's two gone now, and here's Rip Rapolsky, the left fielder. A single, flied out and grounded out. Rip Rapolsky, right-hand batter. Newcomb winds and fires. Bouncer hit down the third baseline, foul, strike one. Newcomb now has retired the last 7 men in a row since Jones singled in the fifth inning to send across the go-ahead run for Philadelphia. Big Don delivers. Curveball for a strike. Nothing and two on Rip Rapolsky. Lucky strike, sending it all to you from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia. Hope you got plenty of luckies on hand to enjoy the ball game a little better. The 0-2 pitch. Fastball, strike three called on Rip Rapolsky. Out on strikes. And for Newcomb now, 8 men in a row have been retired, and that is strikeout number 4. So the Phils go up and down in the 7th inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. So at the end of 7 full innings of play, the score, the Phillies 6, the Dodgers have 5.
Our two fine co-sponsors, Schaefer Beer and Lucky Strike Cigarettes, in cooperation with the Brooklyn Dodgers, have come up with a terrific bargain for all you baseball fans, and Dodger fans in particular. The 1957 Dodger Yearbook and the 1957 Schaefer Lucky Strike Baseball Guide and Record Book can be yours for just 50 cents. Yes, sir, both these very fine baseball books will be made available to you for only 50 cents. As you know, each of these books regularly sell for 50 cents each. However, this offer will be made for a limited time only. So, if you want to get both the 1957 Dodger Yearbook and the brand new Schaefer Lucky Strike Baseball Guide and Record Book for only 50 cents, here's what you do. Send that half dollar along with your name and address to Dodger Baseball Books, Box 119, Brooklyn, New York. That's Dodger Baseball Books, Box 119, Brooklyn, New York. Quite a bargain. Remember now, this 2-for-1 sale will be for a limited time only, so get your orders in right away. All right, Jerry, how about some more of that action?
Ready to go. Ferrillo, first batter, and takes the curveball down low, ball one. Carl flied to left in the second, doubled in the fourth and drove in a run, and hit a sacrifice fly to center in the fifth inning. So he's 1-for-2 in tonight's game. Roberts into the windup, and here's the pitch. Here's a roller hit to third. In fast comes Jones. Up with it, go to first. In time to get Ferrillo. Ferrillo rolls out. Jones to Boucher. Willie had to come very fast to make the play that time and get Ferrillo by a step and a half. One away, and here's Hodges. Flat out, walked, and struck out. 7 hits for Brooklyn and 9 for Philadelphia. 6-5 ball game. Top of the 8th inning. Fastball on the corner for a strike one. Both Roberts and Newcomb were on the ropes in the early innings, in the third, fourth, and fifth. But now settled down here in the last 2 innings and have really been firing away. Hodges swings, and there's a long one to left field. This one's going. This one is up in the upper deck, and it's a tied-up ball game. As Gil Hodges belts one out of here to tie it up at 6-6. We've got a brand new one going now in the 8th inning as Gil Hodges rips off his first home run of the 1957 season and sends 1,000 luckies along to the VA hospital at Sunmount, New York. And that's the third 1,000 luckies to go tonight. 2 home runs and a double play. Here's Jackson at bat now in a 6-6 ball game. Randy takes the first pitch. Strike one. Jackson, nothing for 3 in tonight's game. One out, none on, and Roberts into the windup. Foul ball on the ground off to the right of the plate. Strike 2 on Randy Jackson. Hodges and Zimmer have hit home runs. And the one McGill just tied her up. One to the upper deck in left field. Here's the pitch. Low for a ball. Well, among his other achievements, Robin Roberts has the dubious distinction of being the National League's softest home run touch. 46 home runs last year, a major league record of home runs allowed or hit off of, or any way you want to say it. Curveball on the corner for strike three on Jackson. Randy turns and walks off. Had a word to say to umpire Dusty Bogus, but doesn't say too much. That for Roberts is strikeout number five. And oncoming now will be Roy Campanella. Roy has struck out twice and flat out to right field. First pitch, curve, outside, ball one. 6-6 ball game here in the eighth inning. Two down, none on. Campanella waiting with Zimmer on deck. And Newcomb to follow. Campy swings, and it's a line drive right to second baseman Ted Kaczynski for the out to retire the side. So the Dodgers pick up a tying run in the eighth inning on a homer by Gil Hodges. One run, one hit, no errors, and none left on. So at the end of the top of the eighth inning, we've got a brand new one going. The score, the Dodgers 6, and the Phillies have 6. Well, Al, we got it going here, and what you say?
Well, we've got it going here, too. Really something. I wonder how the folks are going. I can see them right now, though. Sitting back in an easy chair, dial all set for baseball. And a pack of luckies where you can reach them, really. Man, you got it made for a perfect evening filled with lots of real deep-down smoking enjoyment. Yes, sir, smoking enjoyment. One thing you can always be sure of with a lucky. It stands to reason, too, because a lucky's all cigarettes. All fine tobacco. Naturally mild, good-tasting tobacco that's toasted to taste even better. Cleaner, fresher, smoother. Say, friend, why not light up a Lucky right now? When the clock here says about 8 minutes past 10 o'clock. So that's light-up time here in Philadelphia. You know, when you light that Lucky up, you'll find it's the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked. Well, we've had 7.5 innings of a ball game. It's all tied up now. The Dodgers 6 runs, 8 hits, 1 error, and the Philadelphia Phillies 6 runs, 9 hits, no error. The change in pitchers on the mound for the Brooklyn Dodgers. So to give us all the information, let's get right back to Jerry.
Clem Levine coming on, 10-6 last year, and against the Phillies a lifetime mark of 7-6. So Don Newcomb gives way after going 7 innings. He allowed 6 runs, 5 earned, 9 hits, struck out 4, and walked 1. First batter for the Phillies will be Willie Jones, who has 2-for-3 in tonight's game. Clem Levine, number one fireman for the Brooklyn Dodgers, in now here in the eighth inning. Clem winds and fires to Jones. A fastball is in for strike one. Newcomb allowed 9 hits, but the Phillies were only able to bunt them in threes. 3 in the second, 3 in the fifth, 3 in the fourth. A bouncer hit right back to Levine on one hop. Play to Hodges, and it's one away. One up, one down, and here's Stan Lopata. He's none for two tonight. On the fielder's choice, walked and scored and popped out. Stan Lopata, the big backstop for Philadelphia. They play him around to the left. Last half of the eighth in a 6-6 ball game. Levine ready, delivers, fastball, bounced along to the left side. Zimmer comes in, gets a big hop. Throw to first in time, and it is two up and two down. Old Zim really gets rid of that ball in a hurry. Every time he fires that ball over there, you'd think that runner's going to be there. But he's usually out by about 6 or 8 steps. But Zim wastes no time. And on the other hand, you've seen fellows who grab that ball, they have a real fine arm, and they'll kind of look at it. And then fire, and they'll beat the runner by about a step or step and a half every time. Bill Serino, the Cubs, is one guy who'd do that. He'd kind of read the trademark and then let her rip. First pitch is outside, ball one. Billy Cox, same way. 1-0 pitch.
Ground ball to the left side. Zimmer scoots over to his right. Up with it. The long throw is in time, but again, the Phils go up and down in order. Nothing across in the eighth inning. Three up, three down. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. So at the end of eight, we've got a new ball game all tied up at 6-6. The Dodgers and the Phillies. Well, Al, what you say there?
Well, I'd like to give the folks a total for the end of eight innings in this tied-up ball game, Jerry. For Philadelphia, 6 runs, 9 hits, no errors. And for Brooklyn, 6 runs, 8 hits, and 1 error. The Phillies scored 1 in the 2nd, 3 in the 4th, and 2 in the 5th for their 6. While the Dodgers have scored 1 in the 3rd, 1 in the 4th, 3 in the 5th, and 1 in the 8th to tie it up. Otherwise, the scores today in the National League. Pittsburgh defeated the Giants 9-2, Friend beating Antonelli. Milwaukee defeated Chicago 4-1, Warren Spahn beating Bob Rush, Logan a home run. St. Louis defeated Cincinnati, Wiemeyer beating Klipstein, Smith and Moon hitting home runs for the Cardinals. And in the American League, the Yankees defeated Washington 2-1, Ford beating Staubs, with Severs and Berra hitting home runs. Boston and Baltimore, victory for Boston 4-2 over Baltimore, with Brewer beating White. Chicago and Cleveland in 11 innings. Pearson's score went all the way. Chicago won that over Cleveland, 3-2. And Kansas City defeated Detroit 2-1. Morgan and Larry going all the way. Morgan beating Larry. And Zerniel hitting a home run in that ball game for the Kansas City Ball Club in the 6th to win it. Well, that's about it as far as all the scores and so forth are concerned. We'll see if there's going to be any more scoring in this one. As we go to the top of the 9th inning, Don Zimmer coming up to the plate. Let's get back to Jerry.
Little Zip has a home run, a walk, and a strikeout. So he's 1-for-2. He's scored twice. Roberts delivers. Zimmer swings a drive to left field. It's in for a base hit. Popolski over to play it. Fires back in, and Zimmer is on with hit number 9 for the Dodgers. That's 2 for Zim tonight. In the bullpen now for Philadelphia, Bob Miller, a right-hander. Levine coming on with one on in the 9th inning. As Zimmer leads it off with a single to left field. So now Gilliam and Zimmer each have a pair of base hits. The Dodgers have 9. And the totals are almost identical except for 1 error on the Dodgers' side of the ledger and none for Philadelphia. Here's Levine up, and of course that brings Jones up on the grass at third looking for the bunt. And Boucher playing the bag against Zimmer, ready to break down the first baseline. Here's the pitch, butted foul off on the first base side, strike 1. Levine trying to make Boucher play the ball because Jones was right in on top of him. Zimmer moves on back to first. On the bunt, nearly everybody moves. The right fielder was over on the line, backing up first base. Second baseman moving toward first. First baseman down the line, etc. Here they go, the pitch, butted on the first baseline, and again foul. Boucher out to make the play on it. Grabs it before the ball has a chance to get back in. So it is strike 2 on Levine. About the only players not running when the bunt goes on like that are the pitcher and the catcher and the hitter. But everybody else in motion. Nothing in 2. We'll see what Clem's going to do now. The pitch, he's around the bunt, takes a call, strike 3. Levine out on strike. And for Robin Roberts, strikeout number 6. Up now will be Jim Gilliam, who has singled twice, flat out twice. Driven in a run and scored a run. 6-6 ball game, 9th inning. Gilliam waits. Here's the pitch to him. A swing and a drive hit through the hole to right field for a base hit. Zimmer turns second, digs for third. Here's the throw across. It'll be cut off. It is in time. It came on through, and Zimmer is out of third. It looked like Fernandez was going to cut it off. Then at the last minute, he let it go through, and it was in time to get Zimmer sliding to third. Great throw by right fielder Bob Bowman all the way through. The last instant, Willie Jones hollered to Fernandez to let her go, and he did. Fernandez was in the middle of the infield to cut that throw, and Jones told him to let it come through, and it came one hop through into third baseman Jones, and he put the tag on Zimmer, out trying to go from first to third on a perfect peg by Bob Bowman, the right fielder. Great play. Here's Simoli up now with Gilliam on first and 2 outs. in the ninth inning. Jim Wasdigan came in head first, and it took a perfect peg to beat him, and that's exactly what Bowman offered up. The pitch to Somolia swung, and a liner hit over short into left center field for a base hit. Gilliam turns and holds up at second base as the throw from Ashburn comes into third. So the Dodgers have had three singles this inning, but now have runners on at first and second with Duke Snider coming up. For Somolia, his second hit of the game. Gilliam now has three, and the Dodgers have a total of 11. Snider at bat has had one hit, three tries. He doubled in the fourth inning, and the leader came in to score. So Gilliam is on second. Somolia on first. Zimmer out trying to go to third on a beautiful peg by Bob Bowman that possibly kept the Dodgers out of the scoring column, at least up to this moment. Snider waiting. Roberts delivers. Duke takes it high outside. Ball one. Top of the ninth. Two out, two on. The score is all knotted up at 6-6. Roberts again with a stretch, and now Snider steps out. Second baseman Kozanski's playing about two steps on the grass in right field, now backs up another step. Lucci is right on the line and way back at first base. Outfield shifted well around against Duke. There's a high pop foul coming back, and this will be out of play up on top. And on Snider, the count, 1-1. Infield shifted way around against Duke. The outfield shift is not too great. In fact, Ashburn is almost straight away in center, but right fielder Bowman is pulled over a bit toward the line. Here's the 1-1 look, and the pitch to Duke. Swung on and foul tipped out of Lopata's glove, strike two. 1-2 on Snider. And Duke had a real big cut. In the inning, Zimmer led off with a single. Levine was out on strikes. Gilliam singled, and Zimmer was out trying to go to third, and Simoli singled. So we have two on, two outs here in the ninth inning against the Phillies and Robin Roberts. And a 1-2 count on Snider. Here's the pitch to Duke. Swung on a miss, strike three. Snider goes down swinging. Strikeout number seven for Robin Roberts. So in the ninth for Brooklyn, no runs, three hits, no errors. There were two left on. The Dodgers had a real chance that inning, but Robin Roberts was equal to the occasion and got out of a jam. So that's all for the Dodgers in the top of the ninth. And at the end of 8.5 innings of play, the score, the Dodgers 6, the Phillies have 6. Al, boy, oh boy, what a start. Yes, sir, this is quite some start, Jerry. You're right. But right now it's time again to scan another great baseball headline of yesteryear. The date, April 16th, 1940. Yes, sir. Exactly 17 years ago today, a youngster named Robert Feller blazed his way to baseball immortality by pitching an opening game no-hitter against the Chicago White Sox. An event that went down in baseball history in capital letters. But a big moment doesn't have to be a once-in-a-lifetime thing. Now the case in point, smoking Lucky. That's big time all the time. Because the Lucky's all cigarettes. All fine tobacco. Naturally good-tasting tobacco that's toasted to taste even better. Cleaner, fresher, smoother. Have you tried a Lucky lately? You'll say it's the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked. Right down to the clutch, Jerry. How about the last half of that night?
All right, it'll be Ted Kozanski, Robin Roberts, or a hitter, and then Richie Ashburn.
Last of the ninth, Levine on the firing line, winds and delivers. Kozanski takes the strike, nothing and one. Well, the Dodgers had a lot of ifs in that top of the ninth inning. After Zimmer led off, had Levine been able to move him across, they'd have gotten a run. And had Bowman's throw not been so true to the mark, getting Zimmer third. Here's a roller back to the mound. Levine comes off, makes his play in time for the first out. One away. Had the throw been not quite so good to get Zimmer, they'd have had a run. But as it is, Philadelphia came through there and held him back. And now Robin Roberts comes on and gets a tremendous round of applause from the fans here. Robin Roberts in waiting. Left-hand swinger. Labine delivers. Swung on a ground ball to shortstop. Zimmer comes in, scoops up, fires to Hodges in time for the out. Throw away. Roberts out on a ground ball, short to first. That brings up Richie Ashburn, who has none for four in today's game. You'll recall the Phillies in the fourth inning scored three runs after the first two batters had been retired. When LaPetta walked, Bowman singled, Kazanski singled, and Roberts doubled. So hold on to your hat. Last half of the ninth, two outs, score tied, 6-6. And Labine ready to work to the left-hand batter, Richie Ashburn. The wind-up and pitch. Fastball comes down low, and it's ball one. Well, the fans on hand tonight here at Connie Mack Stadium have really had their money's worth. A real thriller all the way. Had a little bit of everything in this one. Labine ready, pitching to Ashburn. There's a liner hit, one hop to Zimmer. Great stop. Turns, throws. Not in time. Ashburn is on. The ball bounced away from Hodges. And it'll be a base hit. A fine play by Zimmer, breaking quickly to his left. Came up with the ball on a great stop. Wheeled and threw, but was not in time to get the flying Ashburn. The ball skittered away from Hodges down the line a little piece. But Ashburn had it deep for a base hit. That breaks the string. Gives Ashburn a single, and is hit number 10 for Philadelphia. And it brings on Chico Fernandez, who has one for four. Got an infield hit in the fifth inning. Ashburn had that play beat, even though the ball was hit sharply to shortstop. Zimmer made a great play on the ball, but by the time Don could turn and throw, the throw was not in time, and even though it was low, it bounced away from Hodges. It scored as a base hit. Fernandez waiting now as Labine works out of a stretch for the first time this evening. Here's the pitch. A looper hit back in the middle into center field for a base hit. Ashburn goes into second and holds on, and the Phillies have something going now with two outs in the ninth. For Fernandez, his second hit, as he just reached out and slapped one into center field. Ashburn into second, and up will be Ed Bouché, who has struck out twice, tripled and flat out. He drove in a run in the fifth and scored a run that put the Phillies ahead at the time. Dodgers tied that one with a home run by Hodges in the eighth inning. Left-hand batter, rookie first baseman Ed Bouché at bat. Labine looks, checks the runners and delivers. Curveball is inside, ball one. In on the hands to Bouché. Left-hand hitter waiting. Ashburn at second, and he can fly. Fernandez is on first. Of course, they can ignore him. The big run is at second. Richie Ashburn. Labine with a stretch to look. Now, a pickoff try. Throw back is not in time. Ashburn sliding in ahead of the tag by Don Zimmer. Six-six ball game right down to the wire here in the last of the ninth inning. Labine with a stretch to pitch. A little low outside for ball two, and it's 2-0 now on Ed Bouché. He's the Philly, a rookie first baseman, batting in the number three spot. Kazanski and Roberts, the first two batters, retired easily. Then Ashburn got an infield hit to shortstop, and Fernandez looped a single to center. So the Phils have two outs, two on, and a 2-0 count on Bouché. As Labine comes to the stretch. Curveball is inside, ball three. 3-0 now. Labine trying to work on him. Clem won 10, lost 6 last year, and a 7-6 lifetime against the Phillies. Now the look, check of the runner and the pitch. Ball four, he walked him to load him up. So off Labine, walk number one. Into third goes Ashburn, the second goes Fernandez. Up will be Rapolsky, who has 1-4. And now a conference at the mound. Jackson, Hodges, and Labine gather around to talk it over. Bottom of the ninth, and after two outs, Labine getting into trouble. Two singles and a walk to fill them up, and Rapolsky, the cleanup batter, comes on. And now we'll see. Score tied, 6-6, last half of the ninth, and the big run is at third, and Levine trying to get the big out here in the bottom of the inning. The windup and pitch to Rapolsky. Up high for ball one. Time called as Campanella wants to go out and talk to Clem. Leroy takes his time, walks slowly out, rubs up the ball, says a few words, talking to Clem. Leroy slowing him down a bit, give him a little time. Gives him a pat on the arm and comes on back. All right, here we go. Ball one count on Rapolsky. Bases loaded. Phillies on every sack. Bottom of the ninth, 6-6 ball game. Levine ready into the windup. Down it comes. A high pop up on the infield at shortstop. Zimmer comes in, waits a step, pounds the glove. He's got it, and we'll have overtime tonight. As Rapolsky pops up to the shortstop. And so in the ninth inning, no runs, two hits, no errors, and three left on for the Phillies in the ninth inning. So that's the end of nine, and the score is all tied up at 6-6. Well, fans, the last half of this game has been brought to you by the American Tobacco Company, America's leading manufacturer of cigarettes, on behalf of Lucky Strike, the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked. And now to take over is the F&M Schaefer Brewing Company of Brooklyn, brewers of Schaefer Beer, America's oldest lager beer. It's real beer. Well, before we go to the 10th inning, let's pause for station identification. This is the Brooklyn Dodger Radio Network.
Dial 1460 WOKO Albany, the Capital District's most talked about station, with downtown studios in the Hotel Wellington. It's now 10:37 WOKO time.
10th inning, it'll be Farrillo, Hodges, and Jackson to face Robin Roberts. And in now, to call the play-by-play for Schaefer Beer, here's Al Helfer. Al?
All right, Jerry, here are your totals for the end of nine innings. 6 runs, 11 hits, and 1 error. For the Brooklyn Dodgers, 6 runs, 11 hits, and no errors. For the Philadelphia Phillies, Carl Farrillo batting in the cleanup spot will be the first man up for the Dodgers in the top half of inning number 10. Carl, by the way, was cleanup man more times last year than anybody else on the ball club, so it's not surprising to see him in there now. Robin Roberts makes the first pitch, and Brillo whacks that ball to center field. Richie Ashburn going over, off to his right, hauls it down for out number one. One away in the top half, inning number 10. By the way, the Dodgers have stranded 6 base runners tonight, and the Philadelphia Phillies have stranded a total of 7. Gil Hodges got this ball game back on an even footing with his home run in the 8th inning. One of the 2 home runs hit here tonight. One hit by Don Zimmer and one hit by Gil Hodges. Both solo affairs. Shot on fastball. Hit right back to the mound. Robin Roberts knocks it down. It knocks him down, too. He makes his play and is still down on his hands and knees on the diamond. That ball could have hit him in the pit of the stomach. It was a one-hopper back to the mound. Hit Roberts. He stayed with it. Knocked him down. He made his play. He's up walking around now. Rubbing his wishbone. That hit him right in the chest. He's going to be all right. A hard smash right back to the mound. So 2 down in the top half of the 10th inning. Bob Miller gets up and starts to throw her lay down in the Philadelphia bullpen. Tall, lanky right-hander. Coming up to the plate now will be Randy Jackson with 2 down and the bases empty in a 6-6 ball game. There was another extra inning ball game today. That was over in the American League. It took 11 innings before the White Sox were able to beat Cleveland and score 3-2. Pitch is swung on, but Jackson knocked back to the mound. Roberts stretches himself out on the grass, picks it up, flies to first, and that's it. Well, Roberts has had a rough time of it. Nothing across for the Dodgers here in the top half of the 10th inning. Roberts justly deserves the round of applause he's getting right now. So at the end of 9.5 innings of play remains the Dodgers 6, the Philadelphia Phillies have 6. I think you've got a score there too, haven't you, Jerry?
Boy, you said it, Al. You know, they say a man's home is his castle.
Well, you take my word for it. Nothing makes a guy feel more like a king in his castle than having a refrigerator that's well stocked with Schaefer beer. Man, it gives you a royal feeling to be able to step out to the kitchen anytime and pour yourself a tall, cool glass of Schaefer. You just watch that golden amber Schaefer rise up in the glass with a snowy white crown of foam at the top. And you're looking at the promise of enjoyment, real enjoyment. And Schaefer just never lets you down. No, sir. It gives you the light, zesty, satisfying flavor you want in beer. The tang and sparkle of a crisp winter day on even the warmest afternoon. What's Schaefer's secret? The finest brewing ingredients in the world, plus Schaefer's old-time brewing skill. So for real deep-down enjoyment, stock up your refrigerator with Schaefer beer right away tonight or the first thing tomorrow. It's real beer. Bottom of the tenth, and here's Willie Jones, and back again to Al.
Willie Jones has been one of the heroes for Philadelphia tonight. He's batted in a couple of runs for them. Levine throws the fastball, and Jones after it. Potters one into very short right field. Coming on is Carl Perillo, and makes the catch. Well, Jones goes down as the first batter up in the last half, inning number nine. That'll bring on Stan Lopata. Stan has forced a man. He's walked, he's popped to short, and he's rolled to short. So the Philadelphia catcher tonight is 0-3. One out, the base is empty, last half of the 10th inning. Wouldn't you know that the Dodgers would get one started like this? 6-6, we're in the last half of inning number 10 at Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia. Schaefer Bear happy to be sending you the extra innings now. Sidearm fastball to crouching Lopata is taken outside for ball one. This is Levine's ball game to win or lose, just as it is Robin Roberts. Lambo has given up two base hits, delivers. His pitch is outside to Lopata for ball two. Glenn got himself in a whale of trouble in the ninth inning. When with two men on, he walked Boucher to load the bases, but he bore down then to get Big Rip Propulsky to pop up to short, thereby got out of the inning. No rubber arms out there now working the tenth. He's got one man down. There's nobody on behind him. He's got the count with Lopata ball two. He delivers an overhand curve, and Lopata leans back and takes one, flipped in for a strike. Count of Lopata, 2-1. If you haven't seen Lopata at bat, it sort of reminds you of a guy about to sit down in a kiddie's rocking chair somewhere. That's the way he gets down to bat. What's that, Jerry? The way you swing a golf ball?
Yeah.
Now the 2-1 delivery on Stan Lopata. Levine comes in with it. Lopata backs off and takes another fast one in there right over the fist for called strike two. Two balls and two strikes. We'll duck in the other scores off today's openers. That's as soon as we get an opportunity right off the Schaefer scoreboard. Many of you may not have heard all of the final scores. An overhand curve, Lopata takes, low and outside. Full count now on Stan, three balls, two strikes. One out in the bottom of the 10th inning. There are no base runners, and the score here is locked up at 6-6 at Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia. Opening day activities. For the Dodgers and the Phillies, everything else is over. Clem Levine gets ready to bend that 3-2 pitch in there. That's what he does, and it's outside and half a ball four. Well, Lopata trots off to first base. That'll be the second base on balls given up by Clem. Coming up to the plate now, wearing the number 10 on the back of his shirt, Bob Bowman, the right fielder. He's driven in one run. Two base hits for beautiful right fielder and four times up tonight. Stan Lopata, not too fleet of foot, is on at first base. Levine back over his left shoulder with a glancing check of that base runner. Looks down to this right-hand hitter now and is ready to go to work. He delivers the fastball and Bowman swings on it and pipes it up. Roy Campanella lost it for the moment. Now he has it in foul ground off to the left of the plate and hauls it in. Should have seen Dusty Bogus getting out of the way of that one. Dusty couldn't have moved that fast last year. He weighed about 40 pounds more than he does this year. Boy, he's trimmed down to a mere nothing for Dusty.
I took him fishing this winter, Al, and slimmed him up a little.
Yeah, I know. You scared it out of him, Jerry. You rocked the boat, I hear. Up at the plate now is Ted Kaczynski. Lopata still at first, two down. Kaczynski one hit in four times. Got a single to left field in the fourth inning. Levine delivers to him, and Kaczynski backs off and takes the sweeping curveball over the outside corner for strike one.
You know something that goes good on those fishing trips, Jerry?
Shave or beer?
You bet your life.
Now the 0-1 delivery on Ted Kaczynski. Lapata at first base. The pitch in there for a called strike two. Levine reared back and ripped in the fastball. Levine sets. Looks at Lopata. Delivers. Kaczynski. 0-4 Clem. That's his first strikeout. And in the 10th inning for Philadelphia, no runs. There were no base hits. They leave a man. They strand their eight. Score at the end of 10. The Dodgers 6. The Philadelphia Phillies have 6.
And right back to Al.
All ready to go here in the 11th inning. Roy Campanella standing in. Roberts comes into him with a curveball. It's low and outside for ball one. Down in the Brooklyn bullpen, we've got a left and right-hander warming up. Johnny Pudras, the left-hander, and the right-hander is Don Bessel. Sidearm curveball, and Campanella drills it to center field. Ashburn is off to his left, still going back. Reaches up and hauls it down. Campanella, a long fly ball to center field for the first out in the 11th inning. Coming up to the plate now will be little Don Zimmer. Don is homered, he's walked, he struck out, and he's singled. He's driven in one run. There's two hits for three at-bats tonight. Roberts comes into him with a curveball, and Zim after it hits a foul right back to the screen for strike one. Six runs, 11 hits for the Dodgers. Six runs, 11 hits for Philadelphia. One error committed. The Dodgers have that chalked up on their record. Hope you've got plenty of Schaefer on hand. This ball game could go on for quite a spell. No base runners, top half of the 11th inning. Pitch, curveball, is inadvertently hit back toward the mound. Zim tried to check his swing. Roberts comes off the mound, fields, fires to Bushy, and that's all for Zim. Little Don tried to check his swing on a high curveball. Ball hit the bat anyway and trickled back toward the mound. So the two outs, top half of the 11th inning. The batter will be Clem Levine. Might hit for himself. This is Clem's ball game, to win or lose. He's been in a couple of jams, but he's been able to stay right in there, move out of them. So this kind of sets the scene, doesn't it, for the Thursday opener with the Pittsburgh Pirates at Ebbets Field come Thursday. Game at 1:30. We'll be on the air with you at 1:25. Hope you've got your tickets for that one. That should be a scorcher, too. Those Pirates taking the Giants today, 9-2. Sidearm curve is hit back to the mound. It's knocked down by Roberts. He scampers after, picks up, throws easily to first, and Levine is up. Sky Roberts in the past couple of innings has been a pretty busy fella, not only firing him, but fielding him. Nothing across for Brooklyn, top of the 11th inning. So let's go right back to Al. Robin Roberts, strong-armed right-hander, is a switch hitter, and of course tonight he's been batting all the way as a left-hander. Coming out to meet Clem Levine here in the last half of the 11th inning. Pretty good hitting pitcher, Roberts. In case you tuned in with us late, we'll set the Brooklyn defense for you in just a moment. Levine delivers, Roberts after it, curls one up the first baseline, foul. Strike one. Clem Levine, who came on in the 8th inning, out there to win or lose it for Brooklyn. His battery mate is Roy Campanella. Levine relieved Big Don Newcomb. At first base is Gil Hodges. The second baseman is Jim Gilliam. Shortstop Zimmer. Third base, Randy Jackson. Gino Cimoli in left field. Snyder in center. Carl Ferrillo in right. Levine is ready. Delivers 0-1. His pitch is swung on and hung out in the center field. Snyder comes up to it, makes the catch. Well, Roberts is out. One away in the last half of the 11th inning. Richie Ashburn comes moving along now to start another batting go-round for Philadelphia. All tied, 6-6. Ashburn is sort of the pesky type of leadoff guy. He'll bunch you. He'll work you for a walk. He's very fast to move well. Levine ready. Delivers to him, and Ashburn hits it right back to the mound in one hop. Levine takes it, turns, fires to first, and that's all for Ashburn. Oh, two up, two down. Last half of the 11th inning, and the batter coming up is Chico Fernandez. Chico Chico, the former Dodger. Went up five times tonight, two base hits and five tries. He struck out one time. That was for Don Newcomb. Levine fires to his former teammate, and his pitch is high off the face. The ball one. Two down, last half of the 11th inning. No base runners, score 6-6. Levine on the line. Starts his motion, delivers an overhand fastball, and puts that one right through for a strike. The outfield for Fernandez, laying around a bit to left and not too deep. Simoli's playing the deepest in left field. Randy Jackson pulled about a step and a half off the line deep behind third. Zim deep at shortstop, plugging up the hole. An overhand curveball in there nicely for a called strike, and that's the second one. That one flipped in there about waist high on the outside slice. Last half, inning number 11. The other extra inning ball game was an 11 inning affair over in the American League today. Sidearm curve, called strike three. Got him at the waist. Levine worked that crossfire in there very neatly. That will be the second strikeout for Clem. So the 11th inning is over.
Gilliam, Simoli, and Snyder. First three batters drew up against Robin Roberts. And here again for Schaefer Bear, Al Helfer.
This is the sixth batting around being started by Gilliam in tonight's play. Jim has three singles and five times up. He's 3-for-5. Standing in the top half of the 12th inning in a 6-6 ball game. Hitting left-handed against Roberts. Gilliam is ready. Roberts comes in there with the first pitch, and Gilliam after it hits a high fly ball in the straightaway right field. It's an easy chance for Bowman. Camped under it and takes it. Oh, one away. Open the 12th inning. So it would be the longest ball game of the opening day games. 11th inning went over in the American League between Chicago and Cleveland. And the Dodgers and the Phillies participating now in a 12 inning ball game. One out, nobody on, top of the 12th. Gino Simoli standing in. Roberts delivers to him, and Simoli takes the fast one over for a strike. Simoli's been up five times. This is his sixth whack at it tonight. He has two base hits, two singles. Pitch way outside. He gets away from Lopata. That'll be ball one. As soon as we find out what happens with Gino, we'll have time for station identification. That'll get us in near that 11 o'clock spot. Sidearm curve, Simoli after it. Hits a long ball, a deep drive to left field, and it is into the left field stands for a home run for Gino Simoli to break the 6-6 tie. He kept telling you that boy could hit that long ball this year, and he just did it. Drive into the left center field stands to put the Dodgers out in front. 7-6. Now let's pause for station identification. This is the Brooklyn Dodger Radio Network.
Dial 1460 WOKO, Albany, New York. Virgil Pinkley, usually heard at this time, will be delayed until after the ball game.
LWF. They're standing in. Takes the first pitch in there for a strike. Well, I can well imagine that Gino Simoli will long remember tonight. Pitch a swung on, hit down to the right side. He's gobbled up at second base. The throw to first in time, and Snyder goes down. Two down in the 12th inning. Gino Simoli, by parking that ball into left center field lower deck, hits his first major league home run. From now on, we'll have to call him Muscle Simoli. He's hitting that ball well this year, believe me. Here's Carl Furillo standing in now. The Dodgers lead it 7-6 on 12 hits. Sidearm curve to Furillo is low and outside. Ball one. The Dodgers have hit three home runs tonight. Zimmer and Simoli, the two young fellows who wanted to play in this ball club, have hit home runs, and the veteran Gil Hutch. Next pitch is swung on by Furillo. He pops it up right up over our heads. That goes to the roof out of play. One ball and one strike. Burillo back in batter's box now. Sidearm pitch by Roberts is way outside and gets away from Lopata. Two balls and a strike to count on Carl Furillo with two down. The base is empty, and the Dodgers, by virtue of Simoli's home run,
leading it 7-6. Shape of beer, send it to you from Philadelphia. Sidearm curve is low. Count on Perillo, 3-1. Miller up throwing again down in the Philadelphia bullpen. Yes, sir, I hope right now you're enjoying America's oldest lager beer, Schaefer. Boy, over 37,000 folks here tonight have been enjoying this one. It's been nip and tuck all the way. They've seen plenty of action. Plenty of it. 23 base hits, 13 runs. Sidearm curve, low and outside for ball four. Perillo throws his stick away and drops off to first base on the fourth base on balls given up by Roberts. Coming up to the plate now is Gil Hodges. Gil has hit one of the three home runs the Dodgers have manufactured tonight. That's his only base blown. He has a run driven in with it, of course. 1-for-4. He walked one time. Roberts to the stretch. Checks Perillo at first. Sidearm pitch. Hit down to second base. Through Kazanski's legs and out into right field. Bob Perillo goes down to second base and holds on. That ball was hit right through Kazanski. He went down to field it. Didn't come up with it. So it's an error on Kazanski. Each side now has a miscue, both charged to second base. Perillo at second, holding on. The batter coming up is Randy Jackson. Randy's been clouting that ball pretty well this spring, too. Got started. However, tonight he's been handcuffed. He's 0-4-5. He's over for a strike. Randy leaned and didn't offer. Delivers to Jackson. His sweeping curveball is outside and low. One ball, one strike. Hit the foul up the third baseline on the ground. The 1-2 pitch. Pitch a swing on a miss. Strike three. Well, let's see. That'll be strikeout number 8 for Roberts. And in the 12th inning, the Brooklyn Dodgers pick one up. First baseman is up to face Clem Levine in the last half of the 12th inning. Clem fires the fastball. Hit down to the right side. Gilliam in front of it. Scoops it out of the dirt. Hodges covers first, takes the toss, and that's the first out. Levine delivers to him. Fires the curveball, low and outside for ball one. Last half of the 12th. 7-6. Two balls, no strikes. The count on Repulski. Campanella sets him in as a target. Levine throws the fastball, and it's ripped down to second on one big hop. Gilliam's got it. Goes to first. There's the second out. Willie Jones. Swings. Hits one down to third. Jackson's got it. Throws to first base. That's it. It's all over. And the Dodgers win the opener at Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia as the National League starts its 82nd season of play. Nothing across for the Bills in the 12th.
12 big innings and a successful start to the defense of their National League championship. For the Dodgers, 7 runs, 12 hits, 1 error, 8 men left on. And for the Philadelphia Phils, 6 runs, 11 hits, 1 error.